AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. A Spanish judge has charged a Moroccan man with helping plan the 9/11 terrorist attacks on New York and Washington. Amr Azizi, who's still on the run, is already accused of being a member of Al-Qaeda and taking part in the deadly train bombings last month in Madrid. Running gun battles in the Iraqi city of Fallujah as U.S. Marines slug it out with rebel forces, the Marines called in air support today. NBC's Carl Rochelle says American commanders are hoping this won't have to get even worse.
Even with all of this, the coalition will tell you that they have not resumed the offensive action. It's a ceasefire that's in place. Your call on whether it's really a ceasefire or not, it's the Marines are fighting back.
President Bush says U.S. military commanders have the authority to do what they think is needed in Fallujah to stabilize the city. Iraq's education minister says thousands of teachers who were fired last year for being members of Saddam's Ba'ath Party will be rehired. He says the old regime forced teachers to join. Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
It's great to be camping, Raymond, and such a beautiful night. I love nature.
Except when it stops.
You're constipated?
Oh, Raymond.
Here, try Phillips Chocolate Cream Chews.
Mmm, they taste great.
Unlike many overnight laxatives, Phillips Chocolate Cream Chews are stimulant-free. They work more naturally with your body for comfortable, cramp-free relief. Feeling better this morning, Raymond?
You better believe it.
Phillips, comfortable, cramp-free relief.
Sales like this don't happen every day, just Thursday through Monday. It's the Spring Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Save 30% on all our high-quality paints and stains, including Everclean and Super Paint in our plastic twist-and-pour container. And save 30 to 64% on all wallpaper, too. Right now, one special store is having one special sale. Sale ends Monday. Ask how? Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Overcast, 73 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. It's day 3 of this week's set of pretrial hearings in the Kobe Bryant rape case. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic, though, with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
We are seeing a pretty decent traffic pattern around town right now. Freeway speeds are just about at their maximum, according to the CDOT sensors we look at. No serious problems on the freeways or on the side streets. A little extra pedestrian traffic around Coors Field because of the baseball game, but traffic going into and out of the stadium seems to be moving along in pretty good shape right now. Get express front disc brake service at Pep Boys for just $49.99 after a mail-in rebate, or get up to a $50 mail-in rebate with our best quiet stop brake service. See the store for details, Pep Boys, parts, service, and so much more. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The latest round of pretrial hearings in the Kobe Bryant rape case wraps up today. KNRC's Bruce Morton reports from Eagle.
Before a trial date can be set, Bryant has to be arraigned. And a court spokeswoman says it's possible that today a date for that plea could be determined. First, though, arguments in closed court on the defense's suppression motion must be completed. Bryant's attorneys want to see evidence and statements provided by their client to deputies thrown out. Next up, the proceedings would move back into open court, where the chance exists that a plea date could be set. Bruce Morton, Eagle, Colorado.
This report brought to you by Quest Choice Business. A test that dozens of Air Force Academy cadets are suspected of cheating on contained basic information on subjects such as saluting officers, flag etiquette, and traffic safety. Spokesman Johnny Whitaker at the Academy says freshman cadets are expected to know this information before earning their prop and wings uniform device. The 25-question test was given to the cadets April 15th. More than half of the 70 cadets questioned by Academy officials remained under suspicion as of yesterday. Over a dozen of them had admitted cheating. This week, the cadets under suspicion will go before court-like honor boards. The honor boards can clear cadets of wrongdoing or recommend punishments to Academy commanders. A 15-year-old Colorado boy has allegedly confessed to the murder of his 74-year-old grandmother. The grandmother was staying with Christopher Paul in Monument over the weekend while his father was working a night shift job. The teen was set to return from a suspension from his high school tomorrow. His grandmother was supposed to sit in class with him. The boy had first said that an intruder killed his grandmother, but investigators found evidence that differed from his story. They say the boy confessed. The teenager made his initial appearance in El Paso County Court yesterday. In sports, it's do or die for the Colorado Avalanche as they meet the San Jose Sharks in Game 4 of their best-of-seven playoff series. If the Sharks win tonight, the season's over for the Avs. If the Avs can pull off a win tonight, they still have a ways to go since they're down 3-0 going into tonight's game at the Pepsi Center. Colorado Rockies and Florida Marlins wrap up their 3-game series this afternoon at Coors Field. Jason Jennings gets the start for the Rocks, who were able to rally last night, beating the Marlins 13-10. Quest Choice Long Distance for Business, just 5 cents a minute with $20 monthly cap and no contracts. Call 1-888-LD-QUEST for more information. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
Now, the next generation of talk radio.
Talk with us.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
How much do people love their leaded glass windows from Scottish Stained Glass? Let's find out. Here's homeowner Ed Turley's reaction to a broken pane before he had Scottish Stained Glass.
Now, Tommy, if I've told you once, I've told you a million times, no baseball in the front yard. I'm sorry, young man, but this is coming out of your allowance.
And this is Mr. Turley's reaction to the same errant baseball after the installation of his Scottish Stained Glass.
The execution will take place at dawn.
Well, there you have it, folks. Seems people love their Scottish Stained Glass more than, well, certainly more than regular windows. And just so you know, they're not only great looking, they're actually very, very durable, because we cover each and every one with an outer layer of protective glass.
So, no blindfold?
Sorry, Ed.
Dang.
Hi, this is Martin Faith, owner of Scottish Stained Glass. If you're looking to make a unique statement in your home, call us at 303-766-3811 for a free in-home consultation. 303-766-3811.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Sunshine out there today, windy, continued warm, though, a high of near 80. That will change tonight, though, those clouds on the increase, isolated rain and snow showers during the overnight hours. Our low, 32. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers for the morning, then all rain for the afternoon, much colder, high of 44. And for Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers and 44. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Overcast now and 73 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
Well, where am I anyway? Getting a tan. 12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock. And we have quite a show planned for you today. We are going to be joined not by one, but two guests, both very big-time authors. We couldn't decide which, so we said, it's like my niece who couldn't decide what to wear one day, so she wore everything, a skirt, pants, you know, whatever was in her closet. She put it all on, and that was the way she got dressed. We're going to be joined by Ridley Pearson, who is a best-selling author, I mean, in the zillions. His new book is called The Body of David Hayes. It's part of the Lou Bolt Detective series. So he will be joining us in the 2 o'clock hour, and also, and he gets, you know, high marks from guys like Stephen King and so on. And also joining us in the 2 o'clock hour, although not at the same time, Susan Laurie Parks. She is a Pulitzer Prize winner, and her novel's called Getting Mother's Body. It's now out in paperback, and Richard Russo loves it a lot, and so does the Washington Post and Vogue and lots of other publications. So he's going to be joining us, and both of them are going to be at Tattered Cover. Ridley is going to be at Tattered Cover Lodo tonight, 7:30, and Susan Laurie Parks is going to be at Tattered Cover Cherry Creek at 7:30. So we've got the Tattered Cover going. Also, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets today because moi going to be in the Vagina Monologues, the non-actor performance. I think it closes out the run. This is the Avenue Theater, Saturday night. I will be there, 7:30 p.m. The Avenue Theater is at 417 East 17th Street. If you want to call for tickets, 303-521-5925, 303-521-5925. They expect a sellout. I don't know if they're close to it or not. We'll find out. But we will give away one pair of tickets today, also tomorrow and on Friday. So we will have given away by the end of the week one pair of tickets every single day this week for the Saturday night performance of the Vagina Monologues, and I will be performing in the Vagina Monologues. So I'm really excited about that. That should be fun. Well, I'm kind of nervous, actually, if you want to know the truth. And Thursday night, tomorrow night, the Evil 11th Annual Evil Companions Literary Award. John Hickenlooper has officially proclaimed tomorrow, April 29, as Evil Companions Day. Why do they get that name? Well, it takes its name from, I think, some literary poets and writers who used to get together and who met sporadically in the 50s and 60s to drink and discuss writing, probably more on the drinking part than the discussing the writing part. And so they call themselves Evil Companions. And the honor is presented annually to poets and writers who embody the spirit of the West. And this year, the award goes to Richard Ford, Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist. I had him on the show on Monday. He gets $1,000. The reception is at the Oxford Hotel on 17th Street in downtown Denver in Lodo. And that is tomorrow night, 6 to 9 p.m. The money, it's $50 a ticket or $30 a ticket if you're a student. The money goes to benefit the Denver Public Library. And call the library at 720-865-2049 if you want tickets. 720-865-2049 for tickets. This is all sponsored by the Tattered Covers, so Joyce Meskis is involved. The Oxford Hotel, Dana Crawford's involved. Coors Brewing Company is involved, and the Wine Coop Brewery also involved. So it should be a stellar event. I plan to be there, and that's tomorrow night from 6 to 9, and the library gets the money. And God knows they need it, because don't get me started on the library. Also, I finally did my mask for the Mask Project to benefit Hospice of Denver, and I believe they're now on display in Cherry Creek. I haven't actually seen them, but I saw the insert that was in the paper a couple of weeks ago, where everybody's mask and everybody's name, and so I saw my mask there, which which is, I don't know how you want to describe my mask. Anybody who's seen my mask can describe it for me. It is highly idiosyncratic, I will say that. I want to make it clear, I'm not a professional artist, and I'm not a professional actor either, so you kind of get what you pay for. But I actually had fun doing it. I saved it till the very end, and I should not have done it. I wish I had been able to spend more time on it, because then I can con myself into believing I would have done a better job. But it's definitely political, and it definitely has a message. And I think it's kind of like the bumper sticker of a loony person, you know, when they're driving a car. I think that's what my mask is like, because I have it saying things like outsource Bush, outsource the presidency, outsource Dickey. I don't know what I have it saying, but I haven't seen it in a while. But I don't know if anybody will buy it. I hope it raises some money, a couple of bucks for the hospice in Denver, which I'm a big fan of hospice. I think they do a really good job. Last night, I stopped by the, what's it called, the Pearl Tavern or Pearl Street Tavern or whatever it's called there at Pearl and 17th, because there was a fundraiser for Ken Salazar, and I got to meet him. I'd never met him before. I'm not happy with him 100%. There are some things I'm not thrilled about, like the settlement that was announced today with Janice. I think he could have... I like Elliot Spitzer in New York. I think Elliot Spitzer steps on the gas and really gets things going. Salazar did something, and they did settle with, I think it was Janice. And I just not knowing the details, so it's easy for me to second guess and speculate. He could have done more, I think. But nonetheless, he's going to be better than Pete Coors. And you have got to lessen the grip of this Republican stranglehold on America. Because there are a lot of moderate Republicans who believe that the Republican Party has been hijacked by the American Taliban. There's just no other way to put it. So you got to go for Salazar. He is, as I like to put it, the lesser of the two weevils. Miles, the other guy who's running, for some reason I can't think of the rest of his name. He's never going to make it. I'm sorry. His positions are wonderful. So he's like the Dennis Kucinich of senatorial aspirations. He's great. He says the right things, and he's never going to make it. And here's what's out there about Al Sharpton. You know how Al Sharpton sort of did not have a great reputation because of Tawana Brawley, and everybody thought he was just a wannabe. And then when he got on the campaign trail and he participated in the debates, and he was really good. He was funny. He was cut right to the chase. Not to the chaste. Nobody's cutting right to the chaste, I'm sorry to say. He was excellent, and guess what? CNBC is talking to him about possibly signing him to do something on television, and I think Westwood One, they are radio syndicators, talking to him about syndicating a show, and he might actually be good. They always say, well, politicians, the liberal talk can't make it. Look at Mario Cuomo, look at Jerry Brown. Well, here's the trouble with most politicians. Most politicians are trying to walk both sides of the street at the same time. They don't want, if they take a hard position on something, they're going to lose half of the constituency. So they wiggle and they waffle. And they don't, that doesn't make for good talk radio. So Mario Cuomo, who could give a speech that would punch your lights out and make the hair on the back of your head and neck stand up, because he's a powerful and a speaker that it, you just resonates, you just resonate with him. Could not be a good talk host. I don't know why he didn't have that skill, but he didn't. And Jerry Brown, God bless him, I worked with him a little bit. Governor Moonbeam, former governor of California, he wasn't the right guy either for that. He's better off in politics. But Al Sharpton is funny, and he's blunt, and that might really work. I want to begin with Representative Jim McDermott, Washington Democrat. He led the House in his daily recitation yesterday in the Pledge of Allegiance, and guess what? He did not say, under God. Yes! Good for him! So, a Texas Republican, Representative Pete Sessions, accused Representative McDermott of, quote, embarrassing the House and proving, I don't think that anybody can embarrass the House more than the House can embarrass itself. I don't think that's even possible. I don't think there's any lower way that you can go. But you may wish to comment about this. 303-382-1150. This Texan, the Texan Republican, accused Representative McDermott, a Washington Democrat, of embarrassing the House and proving that he and those like him stand more for liberal left than they do for our friends and neighbors. Oh, please, puke. What sanctimony? Give me a break. 303-382-1150. The liberal wing of the Democratic Party launched yet another salvo today in its ongoing battle to drive a wedge between Americans and the values and ideals we hold dear. Mr. Sessions said in a statement last night. The House has overwhelmingly approved two resolutions expressing outrage at the June 2002 decision by the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and God bless the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, that it is unconstitutional to have school children recite the pledge in class because it includes the words under God. There was a time when there was no under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. It only happened in the height of McCarthyism. And you want to know, we have revisited that time. That is what we are at right now, sort of, a replay of McCarthyism. You're unpatriotic if you criticize the war. Ted Koppel, on Friday night's Nightline, do you hear what he was going to do? Ted Koppel and ABC News Nightline will pay tribute to the more than 500 American servicemen and women killed in action in Iraq by devoting the entire broadcast this Friday night to reading the service members' names and showing their photographs. Entitled The Fallen, the special Nightline broadcast will air this coming Friday night, April the 30th, 11:35 p.m. on ABC, Channel 7. ABC News will also simulcast this tribute live on its Jumbotron. Is that porn spam? Jumbotron? That's the only word that they leave off the porn spam. On its Jumbotron in the New York City's Times Square, ABC News Radio will air excerpts of the program using photos and information drawn from the Army Times Publishing Company's online Faces of Valor database. Friday's Nightline will dedicate the half-hour program to showing a photo of each serviceman and woman in succession with their name, military branch, rank, and age while Koppel reads their names aloud. I like that. I like that very much. What do you think? 303-382-1150. If you criticize this war effort, which has gone so awry, then you are accused of not being patriotic. So that's what I mean about the new McCarthyism. And there is one parent of a child who died in the fighting in Iraq, who is happy. His father, the father of this particular boy, is happy that the coffin photo ran. The father of a U.S. Army soldier killed in Iraq earlier this month, who believes his son was in one of the caskets shown in the now famous photo that Tammy Cilicio, who got fired for doing this, took, has written a letter to the Seattle Times thanking the newspaper for publishing the picture that broke a Pentagon ban. The Pentagon is saying they don't want to publish these pictures because it will offend the families. That's not true. They won't even let the families come to Dover Air Base when those coffins are returning. They don't even want the families to see those coffins. They don't want anybody to see what the price is that is really being paid for this war that was, that is, was, and continues to be irrelevant, a squandering of lives, resources, and it does nothing to fight terrorism. In fact, it weakens us in the fight in terrorism. 303-382-1150. One of the things we talked about yesterday, gay bashing that occurs so frequently here in Colorado and Denver, and get this straight. I'm like knocking my head. My brains, or what laughingly refers to itself as my brains, or themselves as my brains. Colorado Springs, of course, and the effort they went to bring every kind of conservative group into, and conservative and groups that call themselves highly religious, and they cannot wait to bash gays and lesbians and bisexual, transgender. Well, let me bring you an update on the story. There is a student running for the student body president at a high school in Wilson, North Carolina, and I've actually been to Wilson, North Carolina. His name is Jared Gamwell, and he's campaigning because he wants to be president of the student body. He's an openly gay student, a junior, and he put in his campaign signs said the following. These were his slogans. A queer eye for Hunt High. Hunt High is. And another slogan says, gay guys... Again, what was the rest? Oh, gay guys know everything. Mainly to show, he said, that I wasn't going to discriminate against groups and to show that I was for equal opportunity and fairness in the school. Anyway, guess what? They won't let him put those posters up. A judge is denying a temporary restraining order requested by the ACLU on behalf of this gay high school student. He's running for, as I said, student body president. He's a junior. He put up campaign signs with phrases like a queer eye for Hunt High, and they all let him do it in the school. He says his posters disappeared about an hour after he put them up. The principal ordered staff to take them down. I felt it was definitely a case of discrimination, the student said. Obviously, I mean, hey, queer, gay, how much more clear can you get? The principal's not talking about his decision to have the posters removed, but the school system is defending it. In a written statement, Wilson County Schools says it is a principal's job to ensure a safe and orderly learning environment. Oh, like with all those metal detectors in high schools, that you learn anything except how to subvert the system or how to cut class, like you learn anything at all in high school, or how to get a prom date is what you mainly learn in high school. How to have sex at a young age and smoke dope and not have your parents catch you are some of the things you learn in high school. In fact, there was a movement afoot not long ago to get rid of high school altogether. 303-382-1150. I mean, what did you really learn in high school? The stuff you really learned in high school was probably not the stuff in class that much. You probably learned more outside the classroom in high school, in which case you can just have gangs roaming free and forget about going to high school, and you can save money on those metal detectors. Oh, so here's what they're saying here. I love this. The school district is saying it is a principal's job to ensure a safe and orderly learning environment, they say, with the utmost sanctimony here. It's Williamson determined the language on the students' posters was disruptive and had no relevance to the race. Oh, please. 303-382-1150. Would you like to comment on this? These little know-nothings, these town worthies, give me a break. You send him some oxygen. Jesse calling from Boulder. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid.
Hey, Jesse.
Well, with all due respect, I do think that your destiny is to join the Al Frankens of the world in that left-wing wasteland of radio talk show hosts. But my real point is...
Wait, I missed that part. What? How were you trying to diss me in your way that you thought was so witty that you practically overwhelmed yourself?
I'm saying your future is to join Al Franken in that wasteland of former left-wing radio talk show hosts.
Well, you are listening to every word, and that's why you called in. So, if you're dissing me, you're dissing yourself. But tell me what's on what laughingly refers to itself as your mind.
Here's the reason I called. You had asked for opinions on this Ted Koppel stunt that's coming up on Friday. You know, I don't think this has anything to do with honoring or sympathy of these soldiers. The left has never done anything that's not political. The Paul Wellstone Memorial Slab.
Wait, the left has never. Wait. Let me digest some of these statements. Jesse, let me digest some of these statements. The left has never once done anything but a political stunt. Is that what you're trying to con us into believing?
Present any social or political subjects without completely politicizing them. The war in Iraq. I mean, look at what they're trying to do. They're trying to Vietnamize the war in Iraq.
Oh yeah. What do you call Social Security? What do you call Medicare? What do you call those things? Those are all presented by the left. What do you call civil rights? Jesse, let me throw a real curveball at you. What do you call civil rights?
About the most salient subjects that exist today.
Now you're modifying it. That isn't what you originally said. And tell me something. How are you supporting this war when it was brought to you completely enshrouded in deceit? I mean, where are the weapons of mass? Why do you think that going to war against Iraq is a good idea?
Enan, I'd love to hear why you think Ted Kaplan.
No. I'm asking you a question. Why do you think? Wait a minute. No. Darling, it's my show, and I'm asking you a question. And the question I'm asking you is, why do you think going to war, because you called up and you're in a rage and it's politicizing, that Ted Kaplan is going to show you the results of going to war, and that is a lot of dead sons and daughters and brothers and sisters and friends and loved ones that this administration has been trying to shove under the rug and sanitize as though there were no price to pay for going to war. And you're all really upset about that. So I'm asking you why you think going to war was such a good idea. And if you think it's so great an idea, why haven't you signed up?
I'll answer it. Well, I'm probably too old to serve, and I've got a...
I don't know. They're taking them until they're 49.
That's a ridiculous question. Okay, here, let me answer your question, okay? Because if we don't do this now, something much, much worse...
Darling, let me ask you. I'm going to ask it to you in terms even you, Jesse, can understand. Let me rephrase the question. Why have we gone to war against somebody? Why have we gone to war against a country that was not involved, had nothing to do, nothing substantive to do with 9/11, that was actually not a threat to us? We went on grounds that were completely concocted and deceptive. There were no weapons of mass destruction. And in doing so, we engage in a huge loss of life. We have also squandered huge material resources to the extent that we are now left much more vulnerable to terrorism. It has not made us stronger. So tell me how you are defending going to war in Iraq.
Okay, I'll be glad to. You know what? You're like the Neville Chamberlain of...
No, darling. Don't diss me. I'm asking you to make the case. You can diss me all you want on your own time, but I'm asking you to make this case.
The reason we're going to war with Iraq is to make sure that anyone who comes against us or supports terrorism in any form has to answer to us. We will not stand up to these countries.
But how did... But wait a minute. Didn't we support Saddam Hussein? And wasn't he on our payroll? And didn't we stand by while he happily gassed his people? And so why is he a terrorist threat to us? He really was not, because he had nothing to do with 9/11. Why didn't we take those same resources and really go after Osama bin Laden and the Pakis, who really had a lot to do with it, and not to mention the Saudis, 15 of the 19 hijackers, need I remind you, are Saudi Arabian.
I think it begins with Iraq, and I think eventually...
But why would it begin with Iraq when they had nothing to do with it?
Well, you know, that just demonstrates your ignorance of the subject.
No, darling, I want you to answer the question because you can't, so you want to diss me. Every time I've asked you a question, you always start out by dissing me because you don't have an answer to the question. So let me rephrase the question so that somebody who has only an IQ hovering at room temperature can answer it. I'm asking you why you think we are knocking out terrorism if we go to war with Iraq.
If you don't understand the connection between Iraq...
Oh, you're dissing me again. Okay, that's it. You can't make the case, so you got to diss me again. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Rush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. Hear the week's business news with the Ron Asana Show, brought to you in part by Integra Financial. Call 303-220-5525. Ron Asana, noon till 3 Sundays, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alp Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
Dear smokers, my name's Megan, and I'm here to ask you to stop smoking. My daddy used to smoke. He was always promising to quit. He finally did. But then it was too late. He had cancer, and now he's dead. I'm only 10 years old, and I miss my dad. He was my best friend, and now he's gone.
If you're ready to quit smoking, we can help. We're the makers of Smokeaway, a product clinically tested and proven to eliminate your cravings and have you smoke-free in just 7 days. It's all natural and nicotine-free, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work or your money back. Call us today. Thousands have already quit using Smokeaway. Shouldn't you?
Please quit smoking.
Call now for your risk-free trial. 1-800-219-2704. That's 1-800-219-2704. Money back if you aren't cigarette-free in just 7 days. Call toll-free. 1-800-219-2704. That's 1-800-219-2704.
AM 1150 KNRC invites you to expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series. Tickets are still available for our next featured speaker, Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes will be speaking on Monday, May 17th at Betcher Concert Hall at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. For information, visit knrcradio.com. The KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series is a program of junior achievement and is sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are sharply lower at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 93 points. The NASDAQ is off almost 30. Investors responding to a number of developments today, including word that China may take forceful action to cool its red-hot economy. That would probably limit money available for steel, cement, and aluminum projects, and prices of industrial metals have plunged on the news. Not a good day for Nortel. The top maker of telecom equipment has fired its three top executives. It says it will restate its 2003 earnings, cutting the year's profit in half. The stock is down more than 26%. In earnings news, Halliburton reporting a first-quarter net loss of $65 million, that due to charges related to a pending settlement of asbestos claims. The oil field services company is still under investigation on charges it overbilled the U.S. military. And Hilton Hotels had no reservations about posting its results. First-quarter profits more than quadrupled. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
In a perfect world, eggs wouldn't crack until you wanted them to. Milk would be like wine and get better with age. And your stomach would never, ever growl at you. But the world isn't perfect. And that's why there's Walgreens, with thousands of locations, many 24 hours, and all the fresh groceries you need to keep your family full, like milk, bread, snacks, beverages, and bottled water. That's life. This is Walgreens.
We're in touch, so you be in touch. Call us with your news tips, traffic info, and when the weather's bad. 303-382-1150. Help out your neighbors by letting us know the situation in your area. We're the only locally owned Denver radio station, and we're concerned about Denver, the mountains, and the Front Range. AM 1150, KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150, KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:33 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and you may want to respond to that last caller. These are people who, let me just give you the sense of it, and that is that Ted Koppel, his show is going to be completely devoted on Friday to let me share this information. Ted Koppel on ABC News Nightline will pay tribute to the more than 500 American servicemen and women killed in action in Iraq by devoting the entire broadcast to reading the service members' names and showing their photos. Entitled The Fallen, the special Nightline broadcast will air tomorrow, Thursday night, on ABC, that's Channel 7 here. ABC will also simulcast the tribute live on its Jumbotron in New York City's Times Square. So that's what's happening, and some of these ideologues, right-wing, I don't know, people who think the war was such a fabulous idea, do not want the cost of the war to be shown. So they think this is a big publicity stunt. You may want to comment about that. So then we have Jesse from Boulder calling in, who thinks that going to war is just a great idea as long as he's not the one who has to do it. So he doesn't like it, and he makes all these generalizations, and he doesn't have facts to back up what he's saying. So of course, the thing that he does is he wants to diss me instead. 303-382-1150. I think there's one line open. Grab it. 303-382-1150. Roberto, calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. If you allow me, I think I know why Iraq represented the biggest threat out of everybody in the region. First of all, we need to agree that that region is unstable and it represents the biggest threat because it's, you know, where all these terrorist networks pretty much are born and develop.
No. You got to get that right, Roberto. Okay, actually, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan have been greater threats to us than Iraq has been. So if we were going to go after the people who are the greatest threats, why didn't we do that? And why didn't we go after Osama bin Laden?
Well, if you allow me to say, I think when after 9/11, we went to Afghanistan and we dismantled the Taliban. We got them in the run. And I think if we waited until we dismantle Al-Qaeda completely before we went to see somebody else, maybe neither you or I would see it in our life.
No. You're wrong about this. By going to Iraq, what happened was we took our eyes off of Al-Qaeda and everybody in Afghanistan, and they have regrouped. They have now gotten stronger. The opium production is greater. The opium production is being used to finance terrorism. So we have lost a terrific opportunity. We got rid of the Taliban, but now you have... We have taken our eyes off the ball there.
I want to answer the question that you asked this other guy, and he couldn't answer, and I agree with you, he couldn't. But I think I know why Iraq represented the biggest threat. If you see all the dictators of that region, you're right. All of them are a bunch of scum. But Saddam Hussein was the last one out of all of those who invaded another country. He was the last one who used chemical weapons.
Roberto, what threat was he to us at this time?
Okay. Well, no,
what
no,
threat was
to
he
us.
To us? Not a threat to us. Good. Then what did we go in there for? We know what? We went in there because we could.
I'm telling you the reasons why he represented out of all of them. You're asking why him and not somebody else.
We went in to get to go after him because we could, and we wanted to kick Arab butt, and he was the easiest one to get, and it would make us look really strong to go in there. Never mind that he had nothing to do with 9/11. Very insubstantial. We should have kept our eye on the ball in Afghanistan. We should have kept our eye on the ball with Osama bin Laden and not squandered lives and resources fighting a war that's only becoming a greater quagmire.
Here, because I'm not a right wing, I'm a journalist just like you are. So I'm trying to be objective here.
You're not remotely objective.
I believe one thing. I believe Saddam Hussein gave up his right to have nuclear weapons after 91 with the Gulf War. He had the right, like.
Who cares about the Gulf War? Roberto, we're talking about right here, right now, a war that is utterly irrelevant, that is costing lives, that is costing resources. I mean, that this was a waste, a complete waste. We could have gone after, continued to have pursued Osama bin Laden, continued to have put a lid on the opium production, which finances terrorism, continued to put a lid on the warlords there, continued to pressure Pakistan to give up more of the terrorists. We could have done all of that, and we could have started to focus our attention at Saudi Arabia. The only attention we're focusing there is on Bandar to get the oil prices, gas prices down in time for the next election. That's what we should have been doing. 303-382-1150. Susan, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. Oh, I just want to thank you so much for your show.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
Wait a minute. We have something for you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. My comment is, it's mostly a comment, is I think the Republicans and the right-wingers and the conservatives, I really think that they believe what they're doing is right, including the president. James Carville was on the other night, and he said the biggest problem is that they really believe what they're doing is right.
Well, that shows you that they don't have an IQ level high enough to allow them to vote. And I thank you, Susan. Call us again, 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. I think there's one line open. Somebody take it. You are listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
12:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Overcast, 73 degrees right now. Day three of the pretrial hearings in the rape case against Kobe Bryant. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Pretty good freeway traffic right now. Folks moving along at posted speeds for the most part, and certainly no accidents or stalls to get in the way. Hamden and Yosemite out southeast, an injury accident involving a motorcycle. Broadway and Grant Way in Littleton, an injury accident as well. Still another one coming in at Quebec and University, there where they cross in Highlands Ranch. Fire rescue equipment on the scene of all of those. Little increase in pedestrian traffic around Coors Field because of the baseball game. It starts in about 25 minutes. Right now, when you get a signature service oil change from Jiffy Lube, you can get a free child sandwich from Schlotzky's Deli with the purchase of an adult sandwich. See the store for details. Jiffy Lube, lube it or lose it. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Proceedings today in Eagle began behind closed doors with the judge listening to arguments on the defense motion to get physical evidence and statements provided by Kobe Bryant thrown out. Today's schedule also includes a variety of items to be heard in open court. This report brought to you by Quest Choice Business. Two men are being held in Denver on federal forgery charges. Donald and Brian Brozek face 84 counts of forgery for allegedly stealing and cashing checks from 45 victims in three different counties. A 15-year-old boy has allegedly confessed to the murder of his 74-year-old grandmother Sunday morning. The grandmother was staying with the boy in Monument while his father was working a night shift job. The teen made his initial appearance at El Paso County Court yesterday. According to a probable cause affidavit, the high school freshman allegedly shot Jacqueline Paul while she slept. Quest Choice Long Distance for Business, just 5 cents a minute with $20 monthly cap and no contracts. Call 1-888-LD-QUEST for more information. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 12:41.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. A full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, sunshine mixed with clouds today, high temperature up near 80 degrees, increasing clouds with isolated rain and snow showers after midnight tonight. Overnight temperature down into the 30s, cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers tomorrow, lots colder too, high temperature will only be in the low to mid 40s. Overcast and 73 now, KNRC News Time is 12:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin, our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Jimmy Lakey, and I'd like to tell you about Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Colorado. Nationally, they're celebrating their 100th year of service, and you can help them celebrate by making a difference. You can support Big Brothers and Big Sisters in many ways. For instance, did you know that by donating your car, you can help provide one-to-one mentoring for over 4,000 of Colorado's kids in need? These kids really need your help, and it's easy to do. Your car or truck is a great tax deduction, and Big Brothers and Big Sisters will tow your vehicle at no expense to you. Even if your car or truck can't be driven, the salvage value makes a huge difference. If you don't have a car to donate, cash is also welcome with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. They also accept most boats, RVs, trailers, and motorcycles. Big Brothers and Big Sisters has touched many people in Colorado and across the nation, and possibly someone you know personally. So join the celebration. Donate today. Call them at 303-433-3666 and tell them Jimmy Lakey told you to call. 303-433-3666. Celebrate 100 years of service. Support Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Colorado.
While the other stations are into sports and infomercials on the weekend, we do what we do best. Talk.
Talk to me. Make me happy.
We're talking here.
Please listen to me.
Listen for live local talk weekends on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1244 on the Wednesday edition. Oh, Enid Live, I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Ow! Lines are full. They'll open up 303-382-1150. What we're talking about is Ted Koppel. Really, the discussion was occasioned by the fact that Ted Koppel is going to be devoting the whole Nightline broadcast of Friday night to the more than 500 American servicemen and women who have been killed in action in Iraq. He's going to name their names. He's going to show their pictures. And that's the whole broadcast. And a lot of Republicans don't like it. They think it's grandstanding. And I think, finally, we have so sanitized this war, they don't want you to see anything to do with this war. You have a story here out of Washington State. Remember now, it was a Washington State newspaper that ran the pictures of all of those coffins. There was intense fighting, many deaths. All of those coffins lined up, and then suddenly you realize there's a human being, or was, in every single one of those coffins. And a father of a U.S. Army soldier killed in Iraq earlier this month, who believes his son was in one of those coffins shown in that now famous photo, has written a letter to the Seattle Times thanking the newspaper for publishing the picture that broke a Pentagon ban. So I'm glad that Ted Koppel is doing it. And a lot of right-wingers are really bent out of shape. 303-382-1150, because they are so convinced that going to war against Iraq will protect us in the matter of terrorism. Kevin, on the line from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. Hey, yeah, I'm surprised. I thought Boulder, they didn't allow that sort of closed-minded conservative thought in that little part of the world. I'm a little surprised Jesse's able to exist there so far. But what I wanted to get to right is the heart of the argument about the war in Iraq. If we recall, when we invaded Iraq...
Can I make a guess without you saying one thing further?
Yeah.
Are you conservative? I'm guessing that you must be.
Oh, no, Enid, hang on.
Okay.
You don't recognize me.
No.
Hang on.
Okay.
When we invaded Iraq, we broke a long-standing tradition in our country's history, and we violated international law. We attacked another country without provocation.
Exactly right.
Now, the justification for that was given to us that normally, you're right, this would be a wrong thing, but they are directly threatening us immediately with weapons of mass destruction. Now, if that had been true, it would have been an acceptable justification. The only problem is we knew that it was a lie before we ever went in there.
That's right.
We still know it's a lie today. And these people like Jesse and Roberto, who keep trying to justify this thing, is completely insane. This is something that was wrong. It will never be forgiven.
Then let me ask you, what arguments can you use with people like this? Because I think there are no arguments that you can use with people like this.
You tell these people, look, you better get in line and start trying to do the right thing here as a person, because there's a whole bunch of persons who want to do the right thing enough that you may find yourself threatened one day. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to have no. It will have no effect. Logic is absolutely powerless when confronted with the emotions. But Kevin, I appreciate the attempt. Yes.
One other thing. You said to him, to Jesse, you said, "Well, why don't you go over there and fight?" Early in this country, when we were first going so terribly wrong in the wrong direction during the Vietnam era, and we had people say, "America, you know, love it or leave it. You know, you go over there to Russia, whatever. You know, quit criticizing America." Well, to these conservative right-wing wackos who think we're doing such a good thing in Iraq, just drop what you're doing. Follow the example of your hero, Pat Tillman, and go over there and sacrifice yourself for what you believe in. We aren't going to miss you one bit over here where we're going to get things right and start living life like people should.
Kevin, thanks for the call. 303-382-1150, except I would amend that to say we wouldn't miss anybody who lost their life, and particularly for something that wasn't worth it. That's really got to be, see, that's why people have to think it's worth it. Because how can you think that all these lives are being lost for something that is absolutely not worth it, that is absolutely not doing the job it was intended to do? That opens up one line, 303-382-1150. Art in Denver, first time caller. Welcome, Art.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
We have something for you.
Anyway, I got to like the biased media. I think it's great that they do stuff like this.
Wait, the biased media?
Yeah, Ted Koppel. I mean, he's obviously, by doing this, he's making an anti-war statement. Let's not kid ourselves.
Well, don't you think it's a matter of just straight reporting where he's saying,
no,
this is
not.
Who lost, this is whose lives were lost, this is a picture, this is the name, and paying kind of a tribute and
no,
being respectful,
come on now.
An homage?
Come on now, if we're honest with ourselves, we know what's going on. I mean, I'm all for it. I think it's great, and I think we should show these, because the Bush administration is changing what war is all about. They're saying that they're trying to make it seem like nobody's dying here, and it's also, war has changed. It's for profit now. You know, you have all these companies that are being hired by the Pentagon. Suddenly, war can make money for America and not lose money like in the past. And
well, actually, in wartime, you would make money. War has always been profitable.
And
there were
profitable.
People who walked into war situations from the Great Depression, when we're talking about World War II. Their businesses prospered during the war if they were in certain businesses that were perhaps war-related.
Of course.
And absolutely. So on. So that isn't a new thing, but what you have going on here is a lot of outsourcing of what the military used to do. The people guarding Bremer, for example, and the provisional authority in Iraq, those are private security forces, not military. So I think that's a slap in the face of the military myself.
Well, I think that Koppel shouldn't just stop at showing the dead military. Let's talk about the amount of American citizens who have died over there under the military, you know, contracts. I mean, how many Americans have died? We always, the number is always.
All right, let's ask another question. You're not, the Pentagon does not want you to see the coffins that come in every night, and I mean every night, but they also don't want you to see those planes that are loaded with the maimed, and the maimed are even more maimed because the protection has been so great. These are people who, if they had taken that hit before they had as much protection as they do, would simply not be alive. But as a result, they come back even more, they come back horribly maimed. Their lives will never be the same. They came in, they went into the service gung-ho, young, enthusiastic, strong, and
yes.
Healthy, and they come out a completely different way.
And they do, and we need to show those things. And it's up to the media to do that, and the media is biased to the left. I mean,
no, it isn't. It is not.
Yes, it is.
No, Art, I wish...
Of course it is.
Art, what is your evidence for it?
I'm a lefty myself. I'm a diehard liberal.
Give me your
I'm
evidence for it. Where is it? Because all the owners are corporate owners, principally. Pretty much, they cut it down the middle. Where were these lefty, the so-called leftist media in the run-up to the war? Pretty much, the media's been acting like cheerleaders. Even look at Woodward, his first book, Bush at War. Not the first book he ever wrote, but the first book about Bush at War. He must have gone through about dozens of knee pads in order to write that book. So don't tell me those cliches, because they do not hold up under scrutiny.
I think they do, and I think that until we
you can think what you like, but you got to present me with evidence, Art. That's the bottom line. 303-382-1150. Mike in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome. Are you a first time caller? Welcome.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's you're just now you're not a talk radio an Enid talk radio virgin anymore. Oh, that blew him away. He hung up. Oh, my goodness gracious me. Kevin in Lakewood, hi, you're live with Enid. First time caller, welcome. Kevin?
Hello, Edith.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Enid, E-N-I-D.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you're a first time caller, and
yes,
we have something for you.
Well, thank you. I'll have another. Take one to go.
Oh, yeah. One to go.
The reason I'm calling is I agree with you 100%. And the other day I seen this interesting bumper sticker where it said, "We found the weapons of mass destruction." And that is, they're in the White House. They're called lies.
Ooh, I like that a lot. And I think the most massive failure of intelligence is in the White House, too, as a matter of fact. I thank you for the call, Kevin. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Get Express Front Disc Brake Service at Pep Boys for just $49.99 after mail-in rebate. Or get up to a $50 mail-in rebate with our best Quiet Stop Brake Service. See store for details. Pep Boys, parts, service, and so much more.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the number 2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you? Hey, give me back my shoe! Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
I'm David Collins, owner of Scout Productions, the small business behind Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. You know, our talent search for the Fab Five was no simple task, but at least financing it was. We actually covered our travel expenses using the membership rewards points we had earned on our American Express business cards.
With Open the Small Business Network, David Collins has the tools to make big things happen. Find out how at open.americanexpress.com.
Enrollment in the membership rewards program required. Fees and terms may vary. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-449-1881. You'll get a free sample of Tempur material, a free Better Sleep video, and a 90-day tryout certificate. That's 1-800-449-1881.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Newborn Hope will host its annual luncheon and fashion show on Friday, May 14th to raise funds and support programs for the advancement of maternal, fetal, and neonatal health care. The event, hosted by Channel 4's Ed Green at the Marriott Denver Tech Center, features a children's fashion show with fathers and grandfathers participating. Meet the Lester family, whose two daughters, Hannah and Taylor, survived early and difficult births. For ticket information, contact 303-794-4483.
Talk to Bill O'Reilly.
Well, let's talk about Guantanamo Bay. The New York Times asserts that some of these people captured on the battlefield were, quote, in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like they took a wrong turn somewhere in Uzbekistan, all right? And then went across gravel roads for 400 miles until they showed up with guns in a combat zone.
Bill O'Reilly, weekday mornings from 10 till noon on AM 1150 KNRC. With the resources of NBC, CNN, News 4, and AP, along with local reporters on the ground.
I need it. It's there.
Stay in touch with what's happening in Denver and the Front Range with Dick Kelsey Mornings and Tim McLaughlin Afternoons, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there. Maybe under here.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:57 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I think they should run that clip from the White House Correspondents' Dinner over all those returning coffins. And the Ted Koppel show, it's going to be devoted Nightline on Friday night. Ted Koppel's going to read off the names of every single killed serviceman and woman and show a picture of that person. And I think underneath all that, they ought to run this George W. Dickey Bush clip of looking for weapons of mass destruction. I'm sure that will make the families feel just perky. Paul, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
I'm looking for weapons of mass destruction. I'm sure that will make the families.
You got to. You know what? You have to have your radio off, Paul. That's the story around here because we have a delay. Max in Denver. Hi, you live with Enid.
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to call in to make the point of my belief that the country that is the biggest threat to peace in the Middle East, which has been for the last 30 years, is Israel. And I think that, you know, when you consider the invasions and the occupation.
First of all, are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we have something for you. Israel and Palestine, it's a big problem in the Middle East. But right now, the problem facing us is really more about Saudi Arabia, more about Pakistan, more about Osama bin Laden hiding out on the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. And what you had were the hijackers using Israel as an excuse. But they will use any kind of an excuse.
I'm not saying that the hijackers were using Israel as any type of excuse. I'm saying that Israel has continued an occupation that's been against, you know, it's been ruled, you know, illegal. There's many number of countries. They're more in violation of international law than any other country.
Well, what about the suicide bombers that Palestinians have promulgated on the universe? What about that?
I think that, you know, absolutely that's wrong.
That's wrong too. Okay, listen, they have a history that goes back for a long time, and they've been doing it to each other. And principally, I think the Palestinians started it, and the Israelis are defending themselves. They're not doing everything right. There's a lot that they're doing that's wrong. But I think for the United States right now, the emphasis has to be on the people who have done us the most harm. And, you know, and you work on Israel issues and Palestinian issues as well. But I think we have to protect ourselves, and we're not doing a very good job. I thank you for the call. Two more hours of Enid right here on AM 1150 KNRC. Don't you go anywhere.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. Spanish officials have indicted Amir Azizi on charges he helped plan the 9/11 terrorist attacks against the United States. He's a fugitive from Morocco, suspected of playing a role in last month's Madrid bombings. Investigators say Azizi is an Al-Qaeda member. Not much evidence of a ceasefire in Fallujah. The city is alive at the sound of explosions and gunfire at this hour. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett says rebel forces started it.
Coalition forces began receiving fire from defensive positions on the northwest edge of Fallujah, on the area marked the train station. As the fight escalated, coalition forces requested and received rotary wing air support.
It is the third straight day of heavy fighting in Fallujah. Judicial officials in Iran have ordered a ban on torture, which critics say the country's security forces routinely uses to force confessions from prisoners. Human rights groups say the plan is evidence torture is common in Iran. The Iranian parliament had refused to outlaw the practice. Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
It's great to be camping, Raymond, and such a beautiful night. I love nature.
Except when it stops.
You're constipated?
Maureen.
Here, try Phillips Chocolate Cream Chews.
They taste great.
Unlike many overnight laxatives, Phillips Chocolate Cream Chews are stimulant-free. They work more naturally with your body for comfortable, cramp-free relief. Feeling better this morning, Raymond?
You better believe it.
Phillips, comfortable, cramp-free relief.
Sales like this don't happen every day, just Thursday through Monday. It's the Spring Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Save 30% on all our high-quality paints and stains, including Everclean and Super Paint in our plastic twist-and-pour container. And save 30 to 64% on all wallpaper, too. Right now, one special store is having one special sale. Sale ends Monday. Ask how? Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 73 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. It's another busy day in the courtroom in Eagle. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Traffic on the freeway system moving along in good shape. Posted speeds for the most part. Certainly no accidents or stalls to tell you about. There is a medical emergency southbound on Kipling at Colfax in Lakewood. Sounds like an individual is ill, and fire rescue equipment will be on the scene there in just a few minutes. Hey, Denver T-Mobile has you covered. Isn't it time to take your number to a better place? Visit Car Toys, a T-Mobile authorized dealer, for huge savings this month. T-Mobile, get more. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
It's the third and final day of this round of pre-trial hearings in the Kobe Bryant rape case in Eagle. The day started off behind closed doors with arguments on the defense motion to exclude statements and evidence Bryant gave deputies just hours after the alleged rape last June. Also on today's schedule are some items that will be heard in open court. It's unknown what time the hearings will wrap up this afternoon. Bryant is hoping things wrap up in time for him to play some basketball tonight. KNRC's Bruce Morton reports from Eagle.
Bryant's Los Angeles Lakers have a playoff game tonight against the visiting Houston.
Houston Rockets. He'd like to be at Staples Center in time for the opening tip. However, court spokeswoman Karen Salas says Judge Terry Ruckriegel is not a basketball fan, that for Brand to leave early, he'd have to submit a formal request, and that the court has received no such paperwork. As such, Salas says Bryant is expected to be in court today, quote, for the duration. Bruce Morton, Eagle, Colorado.
This report brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Two Colorado men being held in Denver on federal charges, Donald and Brian Brozek, face 84 counts of forgery for allegedly stealing and cashing checks from 45 victims in three different counties. Fremont County Sheriff James Baker says there was plenty of evidence in this case.
I don't think I've ever seen that much overwhelming evidence in a case against some individuals. Because of that, we had to go rent a 24-foot moving truck to collect the evidence.
Donald Brozek lives in Penrose, his brother Brian in Florence. If you think you were bilked by the brothers, call the Fremont County Sheriff's Department. The beat goes on. Starting Friday, Arapahoe County deputies will begin walking foot patrols in high-density residential neighborhoods. The Sheriff's Department announced they'll pay for the program with a $43,000 grant. Sheriff Grayson Robinson said patrols will work primarily in unincorporated Arapahoe County and will work to fight crime and develop relationships. Deputies who walk the beat will be paid overtime time to do the foot patrols. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche are in a must-win situation tonight as they play the San Jose Sharks at the Pepsi Center. Avs are down 3-0 in the best-of-seven series. If they lose tonight, it's all over. However, if the Avs can pull off a win tonight, Game 5 will be in San Jose on Saturday. Jason Jennings climbs the hill for the Colorado Rockies this afternoon as they wrap up their 3-game homestand against the Florida Marlins. That game just getting underway. Rocks rally last night to beat the Marlins 13-10. Right now, when you get a signature service oil change from Jiffy Lube, you can get a free child sandwich from Schlotzky's Deli with the purchase of an adult sandwich. See store for details. Jiffy Lube, lube it or lose it. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 105.
From Estes Park to Colorado Springs, from Golden to Aurora, hear Denver's most entertaining talk personalities exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
Everybody said, go to MedVed.
Buy a new truck, van, or sport utility from MedVed Chevrolet and get discounts up to $13,000. And 0% financing up to 60 months on select Chevrolets is back. MedVed has rows and rows of great Chevrolet Tahoes and Suburbans. Plus, Silverados and the all-new Chevy Colorado pickups are stocked fence to fence. Get discounts up to $6,500 off new Jeep Grand Cherokees at MedVed Chrysler Jeep Wheat Ridge and MedVed Chrysler Jeep Dodge Castle Rock. That's right, $6,500. Plus, 0% financing is available to qualified buyers on Liberties, Grand Cherokees, and Chrysler minivans. With rebates and incentives on just about every truck MedVed sells, you can save thousands. At the giant MedVed Autoplex on the I-25 corridor, depart the 181 ramp, Castle Rock, and on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVed Autoplex. Find out why from the western slope to Kansas, Wyoming to New Mexico.
Everybody said, go to MedVed.
Yeah.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. A pretty potent front moving in after midnight tonight is really going to shake things up for us. It'll stay windy and warm into this evening. We'll top out around 79 for the high. And then scattered rain and snow showers move in after midnight tonight with a low of 32. A high tomorrow of 44 as the rain-snow mix continues. And on Friday, it'll finally end with a high of 44. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy in 73. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours. Yours alone. Till 3 o'clock today. And we've got a lot of things cooking today, so let me share some of it if you're just tuning in. First of all, we are going to be joined by Ridley Pearson, who is a best-selling author. I mean, he has sold in the zillions. He is really a big deal. He is the author of a lot of books, but particularly the Lou Bold Detective series, and he's got a new thriller out called The Body of David Hayes. He's going to be live with us in studio, and he will also be at Tattered Cover tonight. Lodo, 7:30. Also joining us in the 2 o'clock hour, following Ridley Pearson, will be Pulitzer Prize winner Susan Laurie Parks. Her new book, Getting Mother's Body, is now out in paperback, and she's going to be at Tattered Cover Cherry Creek tonight at 7:30. Somewhere along the line, we're going to give away two tickets, a pair of tickets, to the Avenue Theater's production of the Vagina Monologues Saturday night, because I'm appearing in that production. It closes out the run. It's a non-actor performance, so none of us are actors, and I'm delighted to be doing it. And that is Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. The value of the ticket is $44, and the Avenue Theater is on 17th, 417 East 17th Street, Denver. You want to call for info, 303-521-5925. And tomorrow night, Evil Companions gives its literary award to Richard Ford, Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist, 6 to 9 at the Oxford Hotel. It's Tattered Cover, Joyce Meskis, Dana Crawford, together with Wine Coop Brewery and Coors Brewery, sponsoring this event. And Mayor Hickenlooper is going to proclaim it Evil Companions Day, and you can participate at 69 at the Oxford. I'll be there. Tickets are $50 unless you're a student, and then they're $30. Money goes to benefit the library, which can use all the help it can get because it's in such disarray. 720-865-2049 is the number to call at the library to find out about tickets. 720-865-2049, and we have more guests Thursday and Friday, and I'll share all that with you. So that's a lot. If you're just tuning in, here are some of the things we've been talking about. First of all, Ted Koppel is going to devote his whole broadcast on Friday night, Nightline, Channel 7, to pay tribute to the more than 500 American servicemen and women killed in action in Iraq by devoting the entire broadcast to reading their names and showing their photos. Hear, hear. Also, something we have not discussed yet, but today is the day that, guess who, the two dicks running the White House are going to be hand-in-hand in front of the 9/11 Commission. This is today. The testimony is today. Bush and Cheney will meet in a private session, which would have begun at 11:30 a.m. Mountain Time at the White House with all 10 members of the commission investigating the 9/11. At the administration's request, questioning will not be recorded, nor will a stenographer be present to make a transcript. Commission members may take notes. That significantly differs from the commission's interviews with former President Clinton and former Vice President Al Gore, which were recorded. Clinton gave them 4 hours. Al Gore gave them 3 hours. Remember, Dickey only said he wanted to do this for an hour, but now he and Big Dick are holding hands together, together, so that they get their story straight. They are not testifying under oath. I understand that there will be some note takers. I'll be very curious to know how much time they allow, because remember, Dickey gave at least 3 hours to Bob Woodward so that Woodward could write the book. 303-382-1150. I am really offended that Bush and Cheney are being allowed to testify together. I'm really sorry that that has been allowed to occur. What do you think about that? And what do you think about Ted Koppel reading off the names of the dead servicemen, servicewomen, along with showing their photos, the Friday Nightline this coming Friday, Channel 7, 11:35 p.m. What do you think about that? 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Paul on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. I just want to make a comment on Ted Koppel's report that he's going to do this Friday.
Yeah.
First of all, I think it's entirely appropriate to pay homage to the unfortunate individuals who have died in Iraq. And I have trouble seeing the logic behind anybody who thinks that is some kind of a liberal stunt in the media. It makes no sense at all. In addition, the assertion that the media in this country, national media, is somehow liberal-leaning is A, wrong, in my opinion, and B, it's missing the point. A lot of times people who make these assertions want the other side or another opinion given. Well, the job of journalists is not to give an opinion or a side, but to state facts. And when facts are stated that tend to hurt conservative sides, they call it a bias, when in fact it's simply stating the facts.
Well, see, here's the other thing. This is what these people call in to talk about a liberal bias can't seem to understand the subtlety of. You have newspapers that might have liberal or conservative editorial pages. But when you're reporting a story, you're reporting the facts. And it doesn't matter what the reporter's personal political prejudices are. The whole idea is to report a balanced story. So there is no such thing as bias-free. There's if you're a human being, everything that you're witnessing is filtered through your temperament and through your intelligence and through you. You will never have wholly unbiased reporting. But what you will hope to achieve is balanced reporting. And I agree with you. It's a wonderful way of paying tribute to our fallen. I thank you, Paul, for the call. 303-382-1150. That opens up one line. The lines are just about full. Zanif calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Well, I think you got the wrong person, Enid.
I do?
You do. This is Ben from Elgin, Illinois.
Oh, okay. You know what? I hit the wrong button. Hi, Ben from Elgin.
Hi there. Basically, I called to say that, I think Ted Koppel is doing a great thing. I think it's the sort of bully pulpit that is not used enough by the media in these days. I intend to record it. It's a wonderful thing he's doing. The other thing is, you know, when somebody refuses to testify under oath and refuses to testify without counsel, that is to say Cheney whispering in his ear.
And they're also going to have White House counsel present as well. So they've got counsel, and I don't think Clinton, at least it wasn't reported that Clinton had counsel present or that Gore did, but they're going to have White House counsel. Cheney and Dick, you know, the two Dicks there are going to be holding hands big time to corroborate each other's stories.
Yep.
And we'll see whether Dickie can talk while Cheney's drinking a glass of water. That's what it's going to amount to.
There's only one reason you testify like that.
Why?
It's because you intend to tell a lie.
No.
Ask any lawyer.
No. Is
Ask
that true,
lawyer.
Ben?
You mean,
wait a minute. Let me just see if I have this right. The reason that they only wanted to give 1 hour to the 9/11 commission and not do it under oath, and then testify with Cheney present, is that maybe they had something to hide? No, come on.
I am saying to you right now, and I know you already believe this. These two are absolutely bloody liars. They are liars, crooks, and thieves.
All right, here's what I want to hear from the 9/11 Commission if their pants were on fire. That'll be the definitive test. Ben, I thank you for the call.
Take care.
You too. 303-382-1150. Now, Zanif on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. I think the whole thing is so frustratingly confusing. The whole situation with Iraq and the hearings and all the investigations. It makes you wonder if anything should have ever happened in the first place, Afghanistan or Iraq, since there are, you know, it seems like everybody's confused about everything. As far as them lying, it seems like they may have made some serious mistakes, which is good that Ted Koppel is going to do a show and show the aftermath of what can happen if you're just acting, you know, kind of like a knee-jerk reaction. You know, we got to attack somebody because we were attacked, which is, that was, you know, a horror 9/11, a horrible event in and of itself, but... You know, I just think I wouldn't go as far as to call him a liar. I think he made some really bad mistakes. You know, maybe it is his IQ. Who knows what? Dick Cheney might be running the show, but something's got to change. I think that's the big.
Who did you vote for, Zanif? Who did you vote for in the last election? Did you vote?
Well, yeah. You know, I did go for Bush, but maybe that was a mistake.
Who are you going to go for? who are you going to go for this time?
That's even a whole worse scenario because Kerry seems to be a little strange. I wish there was somebody
else.
In
what way is he strange?
Well, he doesn't seem to be able to articulate a position very well. He's good at articulating opposing positions, but he doesn't seem to articulate a...
Darlin, I'm going to tell you something. You voted for a guy who had no experience, who had been a flop at just about everything he tried in life, and had a drug problem, and was an alcoholic on top of it. And Kerry, you have in Kerry, however imperfect he may be, and I'm sure he is imperfect.
Yeah.
I don't mean to paint a perfect picture there. You're going to have somebody who will be far better and who will appreciate the democracy and who is willing to lose his life over saving it than you have with George W. Bush. You won't have a perfect candidate with Kerry, but you're going to have somebody who's better, and then you fine-tune it from there. But you're not going to have a democracy as you know it if you have 4 more years of Bush and Cheney. It will be even worse than it is now. It's hard to conceive of an even worse scenario, but it will be much worse because they won't have a re-election to contend with.
Yeah, I'm hoping that something will happen, and maybe Kerry will get bumped out and somebody will make a surprise appearance.
Well,
you know,
don't be waiting for the good fairy to come on down and with waving the winning lotto ticket in her his hand. So, you know, forget it. Assume that it's going to be Kerry and make your peace with it and do what you can in increments, and then we move up from there. If Kerry's not the right person, at least we'll have a country left and we can work from there and get somebody else in there. But you're not, Kerry is your putatively, you're going to be your Democratic nominee, I think, unless some big cataclysmic event happens.
Well, there was some, I heard earlier some article in the Village Voice that some reporters now are starting to come out and they're kind of like taking an opposing stance to Kerry right now.
Yeah,
so
well,
I have the end.
I have the piece in front of me, and I don't know. I'll look it over, but I don't. So they don't like him. All right, fine. But he's still going to be better than Dickey. Anything is better than Dickey right now.
That's what you have.
That's what you have to vote. You have to vote what will at least keep us together as a country for a few more years, and then we get somebody better in there. That's what I think has to happen, and people have to really wake up, because you have this regime in there for four more years. You're not going to have the country that you thought you had. Zenify, thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Let's go to Morrison. Ingrid, hi. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I'm just driving, and I am just livid when I heard what's going on with that 9/11 commission with not testifying under oath and not having... I'm sorry. It really is. This whole thing is... It's upsetting. I mean, because this country is changing. It's not that I'm a pessimist. I'm a realist to what's going on out here.
I know, but Ingrid, we can't... The FCC is going to throw us into the pokey if we... You have to watch what you say on a family show.
Okay. I'm
sorry. All right.
But I only spelled it. But, you know... I want to encourage people to, if they have access to, for instance, Link TV or Free Speech TV, to watch it and start educating yourself on alternative viewpoints, because there's excellent programming, for instance, on 95.15, 95.10 on satellite TV that shows really what's going on there, not the story of propaganda we're seeing.
Well, okay.
And hearing.
All right. And I think also listen to and watch. You can watch Canadian... news, you can watch the BBC news, you can get all that stuff online, you can get a more complete picture of what's going on.
Boy, is it a different picture.
It is a different. Ingrid, I thank you so much for the call. 303-382-1150. Jim, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, is this Enid?
It is Enid, E-N-I-D, or Dine, spelled backwards.
Oh, well, first of all, I'm just absolutely thrilled. I saw, your ad on the side of a bus, and I turned to your station for the first time, and all I want to say is hallelujah. I've been waiting so long for a breath of fresh air, somebody that actually has an open mind. Hallelujah. That's all I got to say.
Oh, thank you. When did you just start listening today?
I guess I'll have to admit it, yes.
Yes? Well, wait, then you must be a first-time. Are you a first-time caller?
Do I have to admit it?
Yeah.
Okay, I am.
Well, there. This is what we give all of our first-time callers, a kiss.
Thank you. One of the great things that you brought up, and I wish everybody in Denver could hear the truth about the propaganda that's going on with the American media. I've never heard so much propaganda in my entire life, and I never thought that I would hear it in this United States. I don't know what's going on when they sit there and tell us that we have a liberal media. And this is the first liberal show I've heard in probably 10 years. Thank you.
Well, Jim, thank you. And I hope you'll tell your friends, and I hope you'll continue to listen, and I hope you'll call us.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but somebody ought to sit up and say what's going on, because this is not America, what we hear on talk radio.
Well, there you go. But I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. That is my question. Why aren't people outraged? Why don't people see that the emperor seems to be naked and the emperor sitting there holding hands? The two Dicks, Dick Cheney and Dickey, are now before the 9/11 commission. They started out at 11:30 Mountain Time. I don't know if they're still talking. Originally, they only wanted to put an hour. The president only wanted to talk for 1 hour before the 9/11 commission. What did that tell you when he says, I don't want to do it under oath and I'm only going to give you 1 hour? What are they trying to hide? What don't they want anybody to know? How ill-prepared they were? How incompetent they were? When you got that PDB of August 6th that said Osama bin Laden was going to attack on American soil? And then what did Bush do? He continued to play golf. He went off on his vacation. Was he going to take this seriously? Because they didn't tell him exactly what time and where this was going to happen? Oh, well, you know, just a President's Daily Brief. I think I'll continue my vacation. I'll clear some brush now. He could have kind of cleared his brain. Tom on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I heard you talk about the Ted Koppel reading the names and showing the photos of the soldiers killed over there.
Yes.
The news hour on Channel 6 at 6 o'clock has been showing the photos and names ever since this thing started.
Well, that's good.
At the end of the hour, they run the photos once they have the everything established that its names and everything are accurate. They run the names and the photos with absolute silence, no comment. So I just wanted to...
To let us know about that. Thank you for doing it. Thanks very much. But, you know, commercial television hasn't been doing that. And I think where everybody may have gotten the idea is the New York Times, after 9/11, they would run a picture and a paragraph about everybody who was killed in 9/11. So this is kind of the television equivalent. Aaron in Denver, hi, live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Oh, I'm on?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. I'd just like to comment on, I just got back from the East Coast. And I've sort of noticed that from previous elections, pretty much everyone out there is Democratic for the most part. They win most of the electorals out there. Democrats do. And from talking to people, doesn't seem like it would quite be that way in this coming election. And there's a lot of anti-Kerry campaigning going on. And it just seems like, you know, to argue the point, you have to look at the big picture. And the right wing constantly says, here, look at the small picture, and it's easy to digest, and people can get involved and look at the small picture without having to educate themselves at all. And we have, like you said earlier, you know, what's high school worth? We have an uneducated population here, and they're going to go after whatever is easier to get mad at, you know, and it's easier to get mad at Saddam Hussein because you don't have to know anything about him. You just know, oh, well, we've been at war with him before. Oh, he bombed his people, okay, you know, with gas or whatever. People don't really learn about what the facts are. And so my question is what can you say? What is a small picture? What are the small pictures that we can focus on here to
tell me what your Aaron, I'm not getting what your point is. What is your point?
My point is whenever if you watch the argument that's being made by the right wing,
I know, you're saying it, they're looking at the small picture, so how can you get people to look at the big picture?
And the big picture is like, you know, I could go back all the way to, like, 1850.
Who are you going to vote for in the next election?
Kerry.
Good. That's all we need to know, but I don't know what the answer is. And let's ask the question. How can you get people who are not willing to look at the truth, who are trusting their feelings rather than looking at the evidence, how can you get them to see the logic of a situation when they don't want to see? It's like somebody who's married to a junkie who's in love with her and doesn't want, or him, and doesn't want to realize this person that they've married, and so they have every excuse in the world. And that's what you've got here with the blind followers of Bush.
And with an addict, you have to get them to admit that there's a problem in the first place. And what is the first step in saying, okay, here's the problem. This is the small picture.
All right, what is, for anybody who's been through a 12-step program, what is the first step?
Admitting that you have a problem.
Admitting that you have a problem. Aaron, I thank you for the call. That's what we need, rehab. For anybody who votes for Bush, rehab. It's worse than a drug problem. It's a brain problem. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Looking for an alternative to Rush middays? Hear Enid Goldstein, noon to 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Erman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
How do you pick a bottle of wine? Do you choose the nicest looking label? Do you stick to the same varietal or the same country every purchase to narrow it down? Do those little reviews hanging from the shelf have the final vote? Wine is such a subjective thing. However, most folks, no matter their level of wine knowledge or how frequently they drink wine, can spot the undrinkable as soon as it crosses their lips. The staff at Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits tastes a lot of wine. We taste expensive wine, cheap wine, fresh new idea wine, up-and-coming growing region wine. We even get to taste the grassroots movement wine. Why do we go to all this trouble? Because at Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, we want to know that the prettiest label in the Spanish section also happens to be a darn good bottle of wine.
Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, where variety, pricing, and convenience intersect at the corner of 12th and Broadway. Call 303-893-8437.
Leadership. Bring it into your life right now from the people who define leadership in America today. KNRC and the Tom Peters Company present the Leadership Challenge Workshop, Tuesday, May 18th from 8 to 4 at the Denver Marriott Southeast. It's inspirational. It's interactive. It's proactive. Go online to denverleaders.com now to learn more and register. Special prices and group rates are available. Log on to denverleaders.com or call 303-527-0607. That's 527-0607. The Leadership Challenge Workshop, a special one-day seminar sponsored by the Denver Business Journal, First National Bank of Colorado, EKSNH Accounting Firm, and presented by the Tom Peters Company and AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are sharply lower on Wall Street this day. Earnings haven't helped from major corporations. With about 40 minutes to go, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 123 points. At 10,354, with the NASDAQ down sharply today, down more than 40 points right now at 1989. Comcast has dropped its bid to acquire Disney. After running into resistance from the board at the Mouse House, the nation's largest cable provider now says it will look at other possible acquisitions, maybe even including bankrupt rival Adelphia Communications. Accounting irregularities are doing a number on Nortel Networks. Shares there are down 25% after the telecom equipment giant fired three top executives, including their CEO, saying they will restate earnings for 2003, which will essentially slice the company's profits in half. The Dow down 125 points right now. Not a good day on Wall Street. We're at 10,351, and the NASDAQ is down 42 at 1990. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got GEICO. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. Online at geico.com.
In a perfect world, eggs wouldn't crack until you wanted them to. Milk would be like wine and get better with age. And your stomach would never, ever growl at you. But the world isn't perfect. And that's why there's Walgreens, with thousands of locations, many 24 hours, and all the fresh groceries you need to keep your family full, like milk, bread, snacks, beverages, and bottled water. That's life. This is Walgreens.
When you've got to know what's going on,
what's going on here?
All you gotta do is tune in. Tune in to AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
I look forward to giving the commissioners a chance to question both of us. And it'll be a good opportunity that hopefully will help future presidents deal with terrorist threats to the country.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:32 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Oh, that's right. Joe just reminded me. We have a ticket giveaway. Oh, I'm glad. Thank you for reminding me. Okay, let's do it right now then. We're giving away two tickets, a pair of tickets to the Avenue Theater's production of The Vagina Monologues for Saturday night, this coming Saturday night, May 1, 7:30 p.m. The Avenue Theater is located at 417 East 17th Street in Denver. And the reason we're doing this is because moi, your radio goddess, is going to be a featured performer. And this is, and performing is a rather a grand word for, I'm sure, what I will be doing there. But it's a non-actor performance of The Vagina Monologues, and it closes the run. And I'm going to be in it Saturday night, so we're giving a pair of tickets away. We've done it every day this week. We'll have two to give away today, two on Thursday and two on Friday. So be the, which caller, Joe, should it be? Joe says it should be the fourth caller. Okay, go for it. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. If you are the fourth caller, you will receive a pair of tickets to The Vagina Monologues. It's for Saturday night, May 1, 7:30 p.m. I think we have a winner. And the theater is at 417 East 17th Street in Denver. And I will be performing in the Vagina Monologues. And God only can help us. We don't know how that's going to come out, but we're in there trying to just be part of the community here and do the right thing. 303-382-1150. Okay, we got a winner. I can see that. The board is just filled. Okay, here's what we're talking about. Well, it's kind of fun. These wonderful invitations come to you, and it's a great way to use muscles that you haven't used in a long time, if ever. And it's fun to participate, and it's a great way to get the word out there about the show and all that other good stuff. So anyway, Jordan Lau's our board up. Technical director sent this to me. A flash mob is being organized to support the troops who are serving around the world. It's a sudden gathering of people at a predetermined location and time to convey a message. And is this correct about the date? May 13, 2004, 6 o'clock p.m. But where is it going to be? Show up at Civic Center Amphitheater at 6 p.m. Wear a red, white, or blue shirt. Bring a dollar to donate to families of active members. Look for the balloons and receive instructions. Who's organizing this? This is people who are against or for the war. Either way, are invited to support our troops. It's a flash mob. Okay, I hope that they aren't pro-Republican. That's the only thing here. GOP protesters are going to infiltrate the convention, which I believe that I'm going to be attending, as volunteers. It is an accepted article of faith among protesters planning to demonstrate against the National Republican Convention summer that agents seeking to undermine their efforts have infiltrated their ranks. But now the protesters are talking about infiltrating the convention to undermine the event itself. I don't think I can understand this, but exactly. But people are infiltrating each other is about all I can get out of it. If you're just tuning in, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about the fact that this Friday night, Nightline is going to devote its whole broadcast to showing pictures of our fallen service men and women, along with reading off their names. Ted Koppel's going to devote the whole broadcast to this Friday night, Nightline. Some of the right-wingers don't like it. They think it's a publicity stunt. I guess they want to sanitize the war. Also, we're talking about the testimony that's happening. At least it started at 11:30 Mountain Time, or 9:30 Eastern Time at the White House. The 9/11 Commission, all members, 10 members, I guess, are interviewing President Bush, Dickie, and Big Dick Cheney together. They're holding hands together. One's not going to talk without the, I don't know if they can both talk at the same time, and I don't know if Dickie's going to be able to talk if Big Dick's drinking a glass of water, but anyway, they are not under oath. There is no recording allowed. Originally, there was a time limit of 1 hour that the president put on the 9/11 commission. Mind you, he gave more than three to Bob Woodward in order for Woodward to be able to write his new book. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. And I want to congratulate the winner of the pair of tickets to the Vagina Monologues Saturday night performance at 7:30 that I'm going to be featured in, and that's to Sandy from Englewood. So Sandy from Englewood, congratulations to you, and I hope you enjoy. I hope you don't want your money back. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 75 degrees. Today is the third and final day of this round of pretrial hearings in the rape case against Kobe Bryant. I'll have that story in a moment, but first, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Couple of problems along I-25 at the present time. One is northbound at Quincy Avenue. It's a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Loose jam there back to about Bellevue or so. Southbound I-25 approaching Santa Fe. Two cars tangled up in an accident there on the left shoulder now. And again, another loose jam. This one back to about Alameda or so. Havana and Yale, the traffic lights aren't working. Alameda and Havana, there's a stall on the left turn lane. That's affecting eastbound traffic at that intersection. Hey, Denver, the best value in wireless invites you to take your number to a better place. Visit Car Toys, a T-Mobile authorized dealer, for huge savings this month. T-Mobile, get more. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
An audio engineer was among those testifying today in the pretrial hearings in the Kobe Bryant rape case. It's believed the engineer was called by the defense to address the poor sound quality of a statement Bryant gave authorities about 24 hours after last June's alleged rape. This report brought to you by your participating True Value stores. Health officials in Colorado continue to try and get a jump on the upcoming West Nile virus season. Last year, there were more than 3,000 reported cases in Colorado, more than 60 deaths from the mosquito-borne disease. Some counties have already started spraying larvicide in wet or marshy areas. Governor Bill Owens has signed into law a bill making it legal for a mother to breastfeed an infant in public in Colorado. The law, which is effective immediately, was sponsored by Democrat Dina Hanna of Lakewood and Republican Pam Rhodes of Thornton. Save now on just what you need for spring projects all around your home and yard during the Add Some Life to Your Home sale, April 28th through May 9th at participating True Value stores. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:39.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. They have a full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds today will top out near 80 degrees. We'll see increasing clouds tonight, some isolated rain and snow showers after midnight. Overnight temperature down in the 30s. Cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers tomorrow. Lots colder, too. High temperature tomorrow in the low to mid 30s. Partly cloudy and 75 now. KNRC News Time is 1:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project.
If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window & Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window & Door.
We've got our own Reagan Revolution every weeknight at 6 p.m. Hear Michael Reagan exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
This is not an adversarial process. We're all working together to learn the lessons of September 11th and look at what else we might do in addition to the steps we've already taken to win the war on terrorism. That's where our focus is.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:44 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Oh, you know what? I think I do have that wrong. It's on Thursday. It's not today. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know what? I've been thinking it's Thursday all day long. It's the 9/11 Commission is tomorrow, right, at 11:30 our time. Uh-oh, I apologize to all of you. Well, still, it's the same deal. The two of them are going to be hand in hand there. One can't talk without the other. Well, here's the story. Cheney is effectively your president. That's the story. And Dickey is pretending to be your president. You know, he stamps his feet every once in a while. But the two of them want to get their story straight, even though they are not testifying under oath. They don't want to risk two different stories on the same issue. So here they are, going to testify before the 9/11 Commission. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Also, we're talking about Ted Koppel's Nightline show Friday night. It's all going to be devoted to the pictures of our fallen servicemen and women, and he's going to be reading off their names, and that is going to be the sum and substance of the entire show. Some of you who are going to be voting for Bush are not happy with that. Also, that impeachment of Judge Coughlin, that didn't go anywhere. Thank goodness. And I'm going to tell you something. This dope who got it started, what is his name again? Brophy. God, what a dummy. Gee whiz. Just a posturer again. It's just a form of gay bashing. This guy ought to, you know, they ought to unseat him. That's what I think. Anyway, three Republicans joined Democrats in ending the impeachment effort against Denver District Judge John Coughlin, likening him to King Solomon and his compassionate splitting of a child between two women who were once partners and adopted a child together, and then once one renounced the homosexual, quote, the homosexual lifestyle. Always, you know, you always know a right-winger is talking when they say the homosexual lifestyle, whatever that may consist of, going to the gym, getting your hair highlighted, you know, things like that. Representative Greg Brophy, a Republican, of course. What a dope. Please explain to this person what impeachment is really all about. 303-382-1150. Bob, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well, Bob.
Good. Keep it up. I was just referring
to Well, let's
to your...
tell that to Bob Dole, too. Oh, no. Oh, never mind.
One of the previous callers talked about someone looking at the small picture. I have to borrow a line from Bill O'Reilly. He calls them Kool-Aid people. And he refers to, it goes back to people that follow Jim Jones. They never questioned a thing, and whatever Jim Jones told them they believed, even to the point of putting arsenic in their grape Kool-Aid.
Yeah, drinking the Kool-Aid. That's right.
That's right. So you have, in on both sides of the aisle, we have the, you know, Republicans and Democrats that are Kool-Aid people, and they don't think. They just, no matter what happens, they're going to believe it. And if this gentleman is trying to talk to a Kool-Aid person, he's wasting his time. He might as well just, you have to find someone that's the middle of the road, or at least has got a brain up there working. And the other thing is, if you're arguing with an idiot, you're the one that's stupid.
Well, you know, why do you wrestle with a pig? The pig likes it. Is the problem?
That's right.
Is the problem?
That's right. Well, keep up the good work. I've written the dog collar and everything else. You're getting more like the Walmart across the street. I think we got the Kool-Aid Jimmy Lakey in the morning.
Well, call him up and tell him.
I've already written to him. I'm switched over to Peter Boyle's. At least he got someone with a brain that thinks.
Well, send Jimmy some Kool-Aid and see how he responds.
Well, Jimmy was talking about how great it was. They're going to go after the judge that they couldn't impeach. And they're going to go after the people who turned down. They started the issue and then they dropped it. And Jimmy Lakey thought that was terrible, that they need to go and get after these people.
Call him up and tell him what tell him what he needs to hear. Bob, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I mean, this Brophy guy who tried to bring this impeachment against Judge Coughlin, a very respected juror, should be sent home packing. Really, who should be sent a brain? That's the story. All right, and I'm just getting this from one of my colleagues here at the station. You might find this interesting. I was at Pepsi Center for the Nuggets game last night. Throughout the game, the announcer would introduce several famous faces who were in the crowd. When he introduced Bill Owens, everyone booed loudly. He pretended not to hear it. I'm amazed. I thought they would have given him a big hand. He pretended not to hear it. Gives you an idea of the current sentiment when it comes to Bill. Can I or can I not keep my pants zipped up? Owens, 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Bush and Cheney are scheduled to testify before the 9/11 Commission. What's the date today? Is this the 28th? Well, this is saying that it's supposed to be today, but I thought it was on Thursday. This thing that came through. So you want to check that to be sure about it? Maybe it is on Thursday, but this says Bush and Cheney testify before 9/11 commissioners today. I think actually it's, my recollection was Thursday, but let's find out because clearly that's not, I think that's, you know. And then, let's say, the president, this is from The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. I'm getting all these emails from all of you. President Bush's campaign is now attacking John Kerry for throwing away some of his medals to protect the Vietnam War. Bush did not have any medals to throw away. But in his defense, he did have all his service records thrown out. There is this rumor that the administration made a deal with the Saudis to lower gas prices before the election. President Bush was asked today if there was any quid pro quo with the Saudis. He said, "I wouldn't know. I don't speak Saudi Arabian." And then on Late Night with David Letterman said, "There's controversy about Democratic nominee John Kerry throwing away his military medals and ribbons. Not to be outdone, today, President Bush threw away his Alabama National Guard spotty attendance ribbon." 303-382-1150. Well, what was the line somebody said? Kerry got three Purple Hearts, and Bush got something like three DUIs. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
The talk doesn't stop on AM 1150 on weekends. We are live and local all day Saturday and Sunday. Listen for John Jack DeMesterton, Desi Cortez, and Darren Copeland beginning at 8 a.m. Sundays exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC, where you can hear both sides talk.
At John Elway Showrooms, you get a certified used vehicle with a 99-day warranty and a money-back guarantee. There are no worries at all when you get a John Elway certified used vehicle. Honest.
Hi, it's John Rizzi, editor of Colorado Avid Golfer magazine. Do you love golf as much as I do? If so, join me and Physical Golf's Neil Walkadoff for On the Tee every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on 1150 KNRC. We'll talk about how to play, where to play, and what to play. We'll go inside the tour, across the state, and around the country, bringing in guests from the world of golf. And we'll take your calls, too, even give you a shot at winning something. So join our twosome every Saturday morning at 8 on the Tee at 1150 KNRC.
Sales like this don't happen every day.
just Thursday through Monday. It's the Spring Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Save 30% on all our high-quality paints and stains, including Everclean and Super Paint in our plastic twist and pour container. And save 30 to 64% on all wallpaper, too. Right now, one special store is having one special sale. Sale ends Monday. Ask how? Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now for a traffic update, we go to Kelly Clark. Kelly, how's it looking out there?
Well, if you've got to get anywhere, I hope you have lots of time.
Uh-oh.
All northbound lanes at the Taylor Interchange are backed up. Westbound lanes are at a standstill, and the off-ramp near the Martin Building remains closed, causing major headaches.
Not good.
But I do have good news.
What's that, Kelly?
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Tune in to AM 1150 KNRC on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. for the Kiefel Cycling Hour, featuring seven-time Tour de France competitor and Olympic bronze medalist Ron Kiefel. Ron and Megan will talk about cycling news, equipment, and great local rides. It doesn't matter if you're training for the Tour de France like Ron Kiefel, or in Megan's case, just taking those training wheels off for the first time. The Kiefel Cycling Hour has something for everyone, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
They want you to believe that John Kerry, who put the uniform of his country on voluntarily, who felt an obligation to go to Vietnam when so many others didn't, who stood up and fought for our country, they want you to believe that somehow I'm not strong for the defense of our nation. Well, I've defended our nation. And I'm prepared to stand up and defend it as president and forever.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
Well, I think that's well said. 154 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. That was John Kerry. He has defended the nation. How dare these chicken hawks point a finger at him and question his medals? They don't have any medals, and they don't have much metal either. And they couldn't run away fast enough from defending their country, but they're happy to send other people's children, other people's relatives into battle. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. The justices hearing the arguments yesterday in the Energy Task Force case are not going to rule on it for some time. But the fundamental part of the question was, is the presidency entitled to special treatment? Are we running this country as the democracy it is supposed to be? Or are we protecting special interests, which appears to be what we are doing here, and keeping the Energy Advisory Board secret? Seems that they wrote, at least the fear is that they wrote a lot of energy policy, and we don't even know who made up the Energy Advisory Board. And the fact that the administration has been so adamant about protecting and keeping that information secret. This is a democracy. The testimony that's going to be before the 9/11 Commission, secret. The collection of the most innocuous data that we pay for, consumer data like tire information, secret. And it turns out that there's a damning new report that reveals that the Bush administration has quietly removed 25 reports from its Women's Bureau website, deleting or distorting crucial information on issues from pay equity to reproductive health care. If you'd logged onto the Department of Labor's Women's Bureau website in 1999, you would have found a list of more than 25 fact sheets and statistical reports on topics ranging from earning differences between men and women, to facts about Asian American and Pacific Islander women, to women's earnings as percent of men's 1979 to 1997. Not anymore. Those fact sheets no longer exist on the Women's Bureau website and have instead been replaced with a handful of peppier titles like Hot Jobs for the 21st Century and 20 Leading Occupations for Women. It's just one example of the ways in which the Bush administration is dismantling or distorting information on women's issues, from pay equity to reproductive health care, and that's according to Missing Information About Women's Lives, a new report released by the National Council for Research on Women. Now, what you have is the Bush regime administration taking scientific data and trying to convince people it's junk science. distorting scientific data. They're also taking all kinds of clean air provisions that the Clinton administration put in place and decimating them. The same for clean water. And then they have great names, Blue Skies Act or Clean Air Act or something like that. And really, what they've done is dirty. They've muddied the waters, quite literally. So in every way, they are distorting their lying, and it's wholly Orwellian. Read George Orwell. Read 1984. And nobody is calling them on it. I am one lone voice in Denver, Colorado. It's true we stream live, and I hope you can listen to us on the web, www.knrcradio.com. You can always email me, enid@knrcradio.com. Tell your friends. But in every single respect, everything is being couched in maximum secrecy and with maximum distortion. They don't want you to have the truth about anything. And everything is ideologically driven. So that you have an attorney general willing to anoint himself with Crisco before he takes office, but he doesn't want to be bothered by any kind of reports on counterterrorism. Busily draping the statue of justice behind him and subpoenaing abortion reports from hospitals because he's obsessed with late-term abortion or what he would call partial birth abortion. And then you have Cheney, who is like a Dr. Strangelove figure, obsessed with going to war against Iraq, steamrolling Dickey. And somebody pointed out that the election, the last election, 2000, was like, was it the Tin Man who had a brain but not a heart? And was it the Cowardly Lion who has a heart but not much of a brain? And that's who we elected president, the Cowardly Lion. And he is a coward. I think in every way he's a coward. Whenever he gets into a jam, who does he send out? He sends out his wife. He sends out Karen Hughes. He hides behind a woman's skirts. That's all right. Women are tough. They're tougher than Dickey. And he was hot-walked into this war with Cheney on the one side and Rumsfeld on the other. And they just stepped on the gas with this guy until he, and they were so skilled at it that he thinks it's his idea. He thinks that he's the chief executive, and God bless him. But he's so much the chief executive that he's going to have Cheney with him when the 9/11 Commission interviews him. They have to get their story straight. They're not under oath. I hope he gives the commission more than an hour. Stay tuned. One more hour of Enid right here on AM 1150 KNRC. We'll be joined by Ridley Pearson and Susan Laurie Parks on AM 1150.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Williams. He was already wanted in connection with last month's deadly bombings in Madrid, Spain. Now he's wanted in connection with the 9/11 attacks. A Spanish judge says Amer Azizi helped plan the hijackings. He's still on the run. President Bush says American commanders in Fallujah have authority to do whatever it takes to bring the Iraqi city under control. He says rebels won't be allowed to rule there.
I have laid out a broad strategy that says that Iraq will be as secure as possible, that we will deal with those who want to stop the march of, to freedom.
Night has fallen now, and the U.S. air attacks continue. Hard times for some of our closest relatives. Experts say the number of lowland gorillas in the Congo has dropped from about 17,000 10 years ago to only 5,000 today. Experts there blame human civil war for many of the gorilla deaths. I'm Brian Williams, NBC News Radio.
Hey, honey?
Yeah?
Today's Mother's Day, you know, and I wanted to do something special for you, so here you go, a little gift from me to you.
Oh, wow. Did you wrap this yourself?
Did I? Of course I did. Go ahead, open it up. Well?
Well, it's a steak.
Yeah, I made it myself. Cooked it over Kingsford charcoal. What do you think?
I think I need a fork.
I think so, too.
Oh, and something to get the wrapping paper off my tongue.
Mother's Day is here, and it's the perfect time to grill. So grab a bag of Kingsford charcoal and head for the backyard. You'll get the great flavor of Kingsford charcoal, and you'll keep Mom out of the kitchen. which ought to make any Mother's Day. Kingsford, because taste is everything.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 75 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. It's another court day in the pretrial hearings for the Kobe Bryant rape case. I'll have that story in a moment. First, though, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Only problem on the freeway system right now is the remnants of an accident southbound I-25 approaching Santa Fe. Last check, it was on the shoulder. Traffic jam back to about Alameda, so not a very heavy jam in there, but still a little bit of extra slowing for you. Rest of the freeway system looks good. City streets look pretty good, too. Maybe a little problem around Yale and Havana. The traffic lights were malfunctioning a bit earlier this afternoon. Right now, when you get a signature service oil change from Jiffy Lube, you can get a free child sandwich from Schlotzky's Deli with the purchase of an adult sandwich. See the store for details at Jiffy Lube. Lube it or lose it. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The closed court hearing on a defense pretrial motion continues in the Kobe Bryant rape case. Among those testifying in Eagle was an audio engineer. It's believed he was called by the defense to address the poor sound quality of a statement from Bryant taken by deputies approximately 24 hours after the alleged attack at the Posh Colorado Resort last June. Unbeknownst to Bryant, the miniature tape recorder was in a deputy's shirt pocket. The cassette ran out before the statement was completed. Meanwhile, another story is brewing outside the courthouse. Bryant would like to leave in time to get to the Los Angeles Lakers playoff game tonight against Houston. His ability to get away may or may not be affected by a weather system rapidly approaching the Eagle area. This report brought to you by Quest. Denver residents rejoice. Denver Water is easing restrictions, watering restrictions over the next 2 months. Starting Saturday, Denver Water customers will be allowed to water more frequently. Don Schlupp with Scientific Sod Farm is among the many residents and business owners who praise the Water Board's decision.
This was a good decision, I believe, for the Water Board. It was good for all the water providers. It was good for the sod growers and all the related industries there as well, greens industry, landscape contractors, and it was a reasonable and I feel a just decision.
Water customers will be allowed to water their lawns every day for the next 28 days. Sod owners can water every day for the next 21 days. After June 30th, regular water restrictions will apply. The board also is considering raising the flat rate water fee for water users. That'll be discussed over the next two board meetings. The Colorado Department of Health wants to make sure West Nile virus doesn't hit the state as hard this year as it did last. County health officials are trying to map all the areas in the state that could be considered problem areas. Some counties, including Arapahoe, Weld, and Jefferson County, have already started larvicide spraying in wet or marshy areas. The Tri-County Health Department says West Nile won't become a real issue for at least another month, but they hope early precautions can prevent a majority of possible cases. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche have to win 4 games in a row against the San Jose Sharks if they want to keep their season alive. The Avs and Sharks go at it tonight at the Pepsi Center. If the Avs win tonight, Game 5 of the best-of-seven series will be Saturday afternoon in San Jose. Colorado Rockies are wrapping up their 3-game homestand against the Florida Marlins this afternoon. Right now, bottom of the third, the Marlins lead that game 4-2. Save now on just what you need for spring projects all around your home and yard during the Add Some Life to Your Home sale, April 28th through May 9th at participating True Value stores. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
No extra charges for roaming.
Press star, press the pound key.
When you listen to us online, wherever you are, so are we. Hear both sides talk at KNRCRadio.com. KNRCRadio.com.
Thank you.
Belcaro Paint and Decorating hopes you'll forgive us for bragging a little. We've won an award. And because the environment is really important to us, we're pretty proud of it. Belcaro, a Benjamin Moore dealer, was recently named a recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award by the state of Colorado. What's our achievement? It's the Wet Paint Color Swatch program, which Belcaro pioneered nationally. As you know, choosing the right paint color is usually by trial and error. In the past, consumers had to buy an entire quart to get a sample. Wrong colors often get tossed out and eventually make their way into the environment. But Belcaro offers 1.5 ounce paint swatches, enough to cover 4 square feet, and more than enough to make the right decision. They're inexpensive and come in more than 6,000 colors, including our entire Benjamin Moore line. Wet paint color swatches. Good for you, good for the environment. From Belcaro Paint and Decorating, a Benjamin Moore quality paint dealer. 5475 Leechdale Drive, just one block west of Holly. Online at Belcaro.com.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our warm and windy conditions today will be giving way to some spotty rain and snow showers over the urban corridor. We could pick up about an inch of snow. It'll all start after midnight as the front moves in. We'll top out around 79 for the high today, 32 for the low tonight. We'll have a rain-snow mix tomorrow with a high of 44, and it all finally ends on Friday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
75 degrees under partly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And with me, live in studio, in this hour, I will be joined, am joined, by Ridley Pearson, and I will be joined a little later in the hour by Susan Laurie Parks, who is a Pulitzer Prize winner. Her new book is called Getting Mother's Body. It's now out in paperback. But with me in studio is Ridley Pearson. He's going to be at Tattered Cover tonight. Lodo, 7:30, brand new book called The Body of David Hayes. It's part of the Lou Bold Detective Series. His publisher is offering $100,000 in an incredible prize. The first prize is $100,000. The second prize is a copy of the book. So you want to go for them. Ridley, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Talk to me. How many books have you written in this series?
In this series, 9. This is the 9th book. And
they're all pretty good sellers. They're top-selling books, aren't they?
They're New York Times bestsellers. And we have a lot of fun with them. We've never made a movie of one, but... We have an awful good time with them. So.
Tell me about the latest book, The Body of David Hayes. If we're new to the Lou Bold Detective Series, which some of us are.
Oh, yeah. And they stand alone. You don't have to read them in order or any of that. If you do, you might get a little more out of the love relationships or something. But each book stands alone.
Before he tells us, I have to say he's part of the Rock Bottom Remainders, a group that's near and dear to my heart. And this is a rock and roll band composed of Amy Tan, Dave Barry,
Scott Duro, Stephen King, Greg Isles, Mitch Albom, on and on and on.
And
Roy Blunt Jr.
And you play bass.
I play bass. We all sing.
This is a group of authors who are really whose other life is as a rock and roll band.
And we've played Denver twice, so if your population is dwindling, that's why.
I'm sure.
We're one of the worst bands on the face of the earth, but we raise a lot of money for charity, and that's a good thing.
Do you ever get together to really practice?
The day before our gigs. Yeah, we think it's really important that we practice at least an hour, so we get together the day before we gig.
What does Amy Tan do? Who's the singer?
Amy plays Lycra. She dresses up in Lycra and dominatrix gear and then comes out on stage and whips the band with this little, you know, dominatrix whip singing, "These boots are made for walking." She's something else.
The Body of David Hayes.
The Body
of
David Hayes.
Your new book.
It's kind of a heist novel. There's $17 million hidden within a bank server. And a guy surfaces from a woman's past and wrecks her marriage by resurfacing because they had an affair years ago. And so it's on two tracks. One is sort of the disintegration of this marriage and can they keep it together because she's married to the protagonist of the book, Lou Bold. And the other track is that there's sort of a high-tech way he's hidden the money for 6 years inside this bank server. And can he liberate it? He's going to need Liz Bolt to get it out. So it's a page-turner. And hopefully it's kind of a character study in looking at can we escape our past or are we bound to repeat them.
Tell us about Lou Bold. Who is he?
You know, Lou Bold started out a figment of my imagination. I do an awful lot of research for these novels because my job is to suspend your disbelief. That's what a novelist's job is. So if you start disbelieving what I'm writing, you're going to throw the book across the room. And I feel that if I put more fact into the book than fiction, you're going to stay with me because I'm writing true stuff anyway. So I do an awful lot of research into these novels. And early on, Lou Bold was this... you know, composition of many cops I'd met, a little bit of me. I mean, I'm a musician, but I'm not a good jazz pianist, and so Bolt is. You know, these characters can be your fantasy as well. And over the years, one thing led to another, and my novel Undercurrents, which was really the first Bolt novel, went on to help solve a homicide. There was a subplot in it about the predictability of Puget Sound's currents. And a prosecuting attorney happened to be reading it when a body popped up on his shore, and he contacted the same authorities that I had contacted to do the research for the book and said, "Is this fiction or is this fact?" And they said, "No, this is fact." And they brought
a real prosecuting attorney. That's not a character from one of your books.
Yeah, and he brought the prosecuting attorney brought Dr. Alan Duxbury from the University of Washington in, and Duxbury plotted the course this body would have taken over a 24-hour period, predicted where the woman went in. They found remains of her. They interviewed the boyfriend, and they put him away for 31 years for throwing her off this bridge.
Because the detective had read your book.
Happened to be reading the book at the time. And so I got this call to thank me for it. And at the end of the call, as people often do, he said, and if there's ever anything I can do for you, and it was really a throwaway line, and I said, don't hang up! Because there was this great cop in Seattle that I'd always wanted to meet, and he put me in touch with this guy. Finally, I got to meet him. So I went inside Homicide. You get buzzed through this big door, and I'm standing face-to-face with my character, Lou Bolt. So that's the other half of the answer
that's
to your question.
That's how Lou Bolt was really developed?
After that, I was... I was fixed on who Lou Bolt was because here this guy I'd envisioned all these years is standing right before me. We have this long conversation. We hit it off great. He ended up vetting my outlines, reading my first draft, saying, you know, the language in interrogations goes a little bit more like this. I mean, really helping me.
How did you know about this legendary cop? Had you been reading about him?
No,
Did you hear about him from friends?
You know, I was beating the street a lot in Seattle to do research, and his name kept coming up. I mean, he was a true legend. He's retired now, but he had a clearance rate in the 80s, which is phenomenal for Homicide. He had never moved on. You know, most guys apply for a different job, a lieutenant's job, and then do a captain's job so you make more money and more in retirement. He never wanted that. He stayed at Sergeant of Homicide. He had his squad for 20-some years. I mean, they're just an amazing group of guys out there. And I knew about him sort of in a mythical way. And I finally got to meet him, you know. So although Bolt started out imaginary, once I met him, I really focused on his life and the actions in his life and brought a lot of that to the page, including Liz Bolt getting cancer. His wife got cancer and passed on. I was able to keep Liz Bolt alive in my novels as kind of a gift back to him in fiction his wife could live. So we've had a great relationship through the years.
My guest is Ridley Pearson. His new book, The Body of David Hayes, you can meet him tonight at Tattered Cover, Low Dose, 7:30. Besides the Lou Bolt series, 9 books, what else are you writing and have you written?
Well, I have a whole bunch of other standalones, and I have another one coming out next year. So I have about 20 novels total. I wrote under a pseudonym a book called The Diary of Ellen Rimbauer a couple years ago that tied into a Stephen King miniseries because Steve's in the band, and I ended up writing this tie into his miniseries, and it did so well that ABC ended up commissioning a movie from us. So I actually wrote a movie that was about a book that was about Steven's movie, as strange as that is. And now, again through the band, I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, both daughters, and when I was reading the 5-year-old Peter Pan, she looked up into my eyes and said, yeah, but Dad, how did Peter Pan meet Captain Hook? And I said, Paige, that's its own novel. And so I went to Disney Editions, whom I have a relationship with, and they said, what a great idea. Let's do a prequel to Peter Pan.
should get the royalty.
Yeah, she should.
well, she will, in one way or another.
Anyway, exactly. But I mentioned this when I was playing a gig with Dave Barry, and Dave's eyes lit up, and I said, do you want to be a part of this? And he said, I'd kill to be a part of this, because he has a 4-year-old. We vacation together and do all that. Sophie. And we both wanted to be able to write books our kids could read. So Dave and I have co-written a prequel called Peter and the Star Catchers. It's a prequel to Peter Pan. It comes out this September. It's a 400-page novel. A second grader on my street read it in 2 days, and all the adults who read it can't put it down and read it through the night. So, I mean, I'm very excited about this book.
How did you trip into writing? Did you know that that's what you were going to do? You got a Fulbright. This was what, the...
I got a Raymond Chandler Fulbright, but that was 3 or 4 books into my career.
At Oxford?
Yeah.
And studied what at Oxford? What did you read at Oxford?
Yeah, well, I was actually brought in as a visiting don. I was brought in as a visiting professor, you know, moi. And I said, what? But it meant I had, high table privileges with the dons, and I got an office that overlooked the Sheldonian and the Bodleian Library. I mean, it was just this amazing year-long experience. And I ended up researching and outlining 2 or 3 books there.
Why were you brought in as a don? What had your experience been?
It was just it was a professional Fulbright instead of a scholarship or research Fulbright. It was funded by Raymond Chandler's estate. So the deal was they knew they were going to be bringing people midlife in their career into this. So they brought you in as a visiting teacher. You didn't have teaching responsibilities, but it meant you got an office. It meant you had these wonderful dining privileges you know, all the dons have their ratty sweaters with the holes.
What do the dining privileges consist of? In other words, you get to eat with the other dons in the ratty sweaters,
well,
and all the fancy dons?
Every evening.
Explain what dons are.
Well, a don is a professor.
Right.
It's a tenured professor. And so I actually wrote a little memoir about that, which I've never published, called Dining with the Dons, because these guys are a trip. But every evening at Wadham College, Oxford, and all the 37 colleges at Oxford, there's a big school-wide dinner. And there's probably, at Wadham, there's probably 500 or 600 students at these long, long tables in this most majestic hall. And raised up slightly at the end of that hall next to this roaring fire, the dons eat at a long table in black robes, and it's called High Table. And the dons get a seven-course dinner with seven wines. And they get absolutely plowed and talk about everything in the world. And then you take your napkin. You've got to remember to take your napkin. And the dons go upstairs into the law library and have dessert, which means actually just a lot more wine. So
and that's without the age.
I only did it about once a week, but these guys do it every night.
Every night.
I would have to sleep it off for another 6 nights and then get up my courage and go in again. But
where'd you go to school?
Before
Oxford.
Yeah, as a boarding school, I went to a place called Pomfret. And then for college, I went to both the University of Kansas and Brown University.
Did you know you were going to be a writer?
I didn't. I started out a rock and roll star in my own mind. I started out for about 11 years. I played sort of James Taylor Eagle-ish kind of music. I wrote all the songs with a fellow bandmate. We traveled around the country. We sold albums out the back of our bus.
You had gigs?
We gigged all the time. We never got a national recording contract. But we had a lot of fun. We had a big following, and it went really well.
And you could support yourself for that period of time.
Yeah, for almost 11 years. But you barely supported yourself. And so about 4 years into that, I started writing. And I wrote almost full-time in the days and then played music at night. And it was 8.5 years before I sold any fiction. 8.5 years. Of 8 hours a day.
And how long did it take for you to have a bestseller? Because you've had a lot of bestsellers.
I have now, but I mean, I that was, so, as Steve King says, you know, it's 90% persistence in this job. It's 5% talent and 5% luck. And my first two books did well enough to keep me in the game. My third book did better. And my fourth book, which was Undercurrents, surprised everybody and became this big national bestseller. And the books since then have sometimes been New York Times bestsellers, sometimes just national bestsellers, but they've all sold very, very well. I've got almost 7 million books in print. I'm in 22 languages. I've just had a blessed
time. Some of them fairly inscrutable.
Some of them, I don't even know what they are. You know, you get these books and they're in some sort of acrylic and you open it up and go, what country is this from? And they pay you peanuts for this, but it's still fun to see your book in, you know, Swahili or something.
When you're writing the Lou Bolt series, it sounds to me like for you to write them, you have this, not only are you a rock and roll musician and an imaginative author, but also you have an interest in the nuts and bolts, the science part of it, tides. You were talking about tides.
Yeah.
All that information that you need as a grounding for a good high-tech detective thriller when the subject has to do with high tech.
Yeah, I'm a math and science guy. I mean, that was always my interest. I think I probably would have been a marine biologist had I not ended up a would-be rock star slash author. But I got into this really by reading a lot of John D. McDonald's work, and then I read all the Sherlock Holmes one day, sort of in a row, all the short stories, and said, this was back when no one was doing this, said nobody's doing forensics. You know, Arthur Conan Doyle did forensics, and nobody's done them since.
What, Kay Scarpella?
Five years later, Patsy Cornwall published.
Yes, and she does forensics.
3 years later, Michael Connelly. I mean, they're now a ton. But
you had to really immerse yourself in the whole universe of forensics. How'd you do it? You just read, or did you?
I read a ton, and I still do. I go and visit forensics labs. I'm now doing a one-hour documentary for Animal Planet. That is, we covered the Ashland Lab, which is the world's only forensics lab that's dedicated to crime against wildlife. And I brought one of the sleazy characters from one of their cases into the body of David Hayes. The Russian mobster in there, the Sturgeon General, is actually from
the Sturgeon General.
The Sturgeon General.
I've always said that.
Is the actual, he's an actual mob figure in Russia that the Ashland Lab had to deal with on one of their cases. So I'm always curiously going nuts about all this.
You must have a really active imagination, and it sounds to me like you're really prolific. Has success made it easier?
Success makes it harder,
Harder or easier? It's easier in some ways, in that your next meal is not dependent on what happens with this book. But it makes it harder in the sense that you've got to keep hitting the home runs.
That's the hard part. And the more books they publish and the bigger your advance is, the more they expect from you. I always had thought, once you're a bestseller, it's kind of write for 3 months and you're done. But I think I write harder now than I've ever written. And part of it is that you feel you're so grateful to the readers for going out there and buying these books and keeping you going that you want to deliver a better product each time. You want a better book each year. And the talk at the publishers is always bigger and better, bigger and better.
Are you going to be at Book Expo this year in Chicago?
I am. Dave and I are signing copies of Peter and the Starcatchers.
You are?
We are. Are you going to be
there? Yes.
Well,
Joe and I are going to be there.
You've got to come
and you
get
know who
a
else is going to be there? Bill Clinton.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was good.
Are you going to. Is the Rock
Bottom? Bill Clinton almost played. This was the biggest faux pas in the Rock Bottom Remainder's history, I might add. We were invited by Bill Clinton's people when he was president to go to the White House so he could play sax with our band. And our band, which is a bunch of great guys, turned political, and several of them wouldn't go. And so we.
You're kidding. Why? Because of the Monica Lewinsky thing?
I don't know. No, it was way before that. I don't know what their problem was, but it drove a division through the band, the only time there has been one, and we didn't go.
Oh, you
so
guys
we
are
never,
so dopey.
Oh, well, the rest of us were screaming.
Because
at
you
the
know
end.
What?
What do you mean we're not going to the White House?
Bush is not inviting you to play in his White House.
He plays harmonica, I think, you know. Oh, yeah, I mean, that would
no,
have been
No, he plays
fun.
Us for suckers, is what be my take on it.
Well done.
I call him Dickie. You probably don't know this. I call him Dickie because I think it's a more apt description, and then I can say that he and Dick Cheney, we have two dicks running the White House.
Ah.
And Dick Cheney is probably our real president, but you probably don't want to get into that part of
no,
it.
No, but I might back you up on that.
Well, I hope to see you. Well, then we will see you in Chicago.
Absolutely.
At the Book Expo. And you guys are going to be playing the Rock Bottom
no,
Remainders?
No, we're not. The Remainders are not playing.
Why? You should be playing at the Book Expo.
We talked about it. We couldn't quite pull it off. But we are going to play at the Canadian Book Expo a year later, but not at this one.
Well, we can't wait for you. We want this to happen in June.
Thank you.
Ridley Pearson, thank you so much for joining us
thank
today.
You.
The new book is The Body of David Hayes. You can meet Ridley, and you will have a wonderful time if you do it. And the book is, I think, juicy. It's a delicious read. He is going to be at Tattered Cover, Lodo, 7:30 tonight. Thank you, Ridley.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Crizal Alizé sounds romantic. It's the latest in lens treatments. Your plastic lenses will not scratch and are glare proof. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. For night driving, computers, movie theaters, and more, ask for Crizal Alizé. The difference is bright lights and blur or clarity. You choose. When trusting International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University in Orchard, you will always find the latest in lens technology and one of the largest selections of eyewear in Denver. We are so excited to be celebrating our 9th anniversary. Call to set your annual eye exam with Dr. Sogel Kelly and select that perfect new frame and lenses. Reach for any of our star frames and pay $44 when you purchase prescription lenses. And don't forget to ask for Crizal Alizé. Seeing is a wonderful gift. It's time to see International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University in Orchard to help select a fabulous frame and new lenses. See you soon.
Take advantage of great low mortgage rates today. Call Western State Mortgage at 888-617-5255 and get a loan package that is custom tailored for your individual needs. A recent customer had this to say.
I got burned by another mortgage company. They made promises that simply didn't follow through. Then I called Western State Mortgage and they consolidated my debt at a much lower rate. And now I'm saving over $800 per month. I should have called Western State Mortgage first.
You too can lower your mortgage payment by literally hundreds of dollars per month. Western State Mortgage supports independent radio right here in Denver and Colorado. Call and mention this ad, and if they complete your loan, they'll donate $250 to the Colorado Multiple Sclerosis Society. Start your 2004 off right and call them now at 888-617-5255 or visit them online at westernstatemortgage.com to get your free rate quote and good faith estimate. Call them at 888-617-5255. That's 888-617-5255. Equal housing lender.
AM 1150 KNRC invites you to expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series. Tickets are still available for our next featured speaker, Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes will be speaking on Monday, May 17th at Betcher Concert Hall at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. For information, visit knrcradio.com. The KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series is a program of Junior Achievement and is sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. A down day on Wall Street. Good earnings from major corporations didn't help today. The Dow down 136 points, closing at 10,343. That's a decline of 1.29%. And the NASDAQ down a whopping 43 points, ending the day at 1990. It was down more than 2% today. A combination of factors apparently led to the sell-off, including more evidence that China is trying to slow down its booming economy, which would lead to less demand for materials such as steel and aluminum. Comcast pulled its unsolicited $48 billion bid to buy Disney this morning, and Nortel Networks canned its three top executives, including its CEO. It's going to restate 2003 earnings, and it saw its stock price close down a whopping 28% today. On the good news front, Boeing swung to a profit of more than $620 million in the first quarter, strengthened its military business, and it's seeing signs of turnaround in the commercial airplane industry as well. But the Dow lost 135 points today. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
How do you help keep health care affordable? By teaming up with physicians and their patients to find new ways to care for chronic conditions like diabetes and asthma. That's what many local Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies are doing to reduce medical complications and unnecessary costs. Harvard Medical School has recognized this as a promising way to improve quality and control the rising cost of health care. Learn more at bcbs.com. The Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association is an association of independent Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
My name is Lucy. I work for the CIA. We've decided to put Enid Goldstein into the Witness Protection Program.
I can't tell you where.
But it's somewhere in Canada, out of the reach of President Bush.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Sidewalks, lay your red carpet down, 'cause I'm here. This gal is here. This town, it's all mine. I'm the gal with the shine, and I'm here. Lie to your woman, go leave your best girl. I'm dripping with diamonds, and I'm studded with pearls, and I'm here. This gal is here.
Well, she is. Susan Laurie Parks, winner of the Pulitzer Prize, her new novel, Getting Mother's Body, out now out in paperback. She's on tour, and you can meet her tonight. You're hearing her sing, and you have to tell us about that.
Okay.
She's going to be at Tattered Cover Cherry Creek tonight at 7:30.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us,
Thanks
Susan.
Thanks for having me. I'm having fun already.
All right. Now, why is there a CD with your book?
Well, because the book has songs. The novel has songs in it. The songs are sung by the dead character, Willa Mae Bede, who, when she was living, wanted to be a blues singer. And now that she's dead, she's singing from the grave. So we have about 11 songs in the book. And they're all sung by the dead characters.
Do they come with the book?
Yeah, oh yeah.
They didn't come with Mark Cuppy?
No. They're in the lyrics are in the book.
Oh.
And if you put your ear to the cover of the book,
you can hear it.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'll have some CDs for sale tonight, too.
So. Oh, you won a Pulitzer Prize.
Yes,
tell us.
That's what they tell me.
for one of your plays, wasn't it?
Yeah. Top Dog, Underdog, the play that played on Broadway in 2002. Yeah.
And how did that change your life?
Well, I've been on the phone a lot more since then. I used to be a private person, and now, you know, people call me and up and like to talk to me about various things. But it really didn't change me. It just changed, I think, the way people perceive me. I'm still, you know, as goofy as I was before.
It gives you more opportunities, maybe.
Well, it does give me more opportunities, and I mean, I'm writing now of three movies. I just finished one for Oprah that they're shooting right now.
What?
They're, it's the adaptation of Zora Neale Hurston's Their Eyes Were Watching God.
Mm.
So I just finished that. They're shooting it. Halle Berry's starring in it, and they're shooting it, and it's going apparently very well. And I just also did a movie for Brad Pitt. So, yeah, people want to work with me.
So you get to do the screenplays as well because of your... skill as a writer of plays.
Yes.
As a playwright.
No, because of my bright smile. No. I'm sorry. Yes, because of my skills as a playwright. I'm sorry. Yes.
How did you... Tell me about Getting Mother's Body.
It's...
Tell us about...
Yeah, the story of it, basically. It's a set in 1963 in West Texas. It's a story of a family who's very poor, an African-American family. They have, you know, next to nothing. And... the rumor is that the mother, Willa May Bee, the woman who sings throughout the book, the mother was buried with some a pearl necklace and a diamond ring. And since the family's so poor, at one point they decide to go and dig her up. So it's literally, just as the title says, they go and get mother's body because they need the money. So that's basically, I mean, the main character is this girl, Willa May's daughter, who's pregnant, and she... as they would say in the novel, don't got no husband yet. So she's real hard up for money. So
I think that's a great, what a delicious premise for a story. Yeah. How did you begin writing?
Oh, gosh. I was, my dad was in the Army, and we moved around so much that I used to call us the traveling family because we traveled. We just moved from place to place to place like folks in the Army do. And I don't know how I started writing. All I know is around third grade, I was writing songs. Like everything that happened had to have a song to go with it, you know, everything. Yeah. And then I would write poems. And I remember being in fourth grade, and it was time for me to start practicing my piano, you know. But I was underneath the piano, and my mom walked by. She said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm writing a novel." So I don't know why I started writing. I don't know. I've always loved books. You know, I love to read, and I loved Greek myths, and I don't know.
And so then you went to school.
And then I went to school. I went to school, and I went to high school, and I love to write and I love to read, but I'm a very poor speller. So I had this teacher who told me, when I told her I want to be a writer, she said, "No, don't. You can't be a writer because you're such a poor speller." So
that's why God invented spell check.
Exactly, but this is like before, you know, back in the Dark Ages when the world was one, you know, primordial soup. Before spell check, when I was in high school, and I really took it to heart. I was like, "Oh, okay, you know, I won't be a writer. I'll be a chemist or, you know, a chemistry major because I was good in science." So I went to college and was, you know, studying science and doing really well. But then I read Virginia Woolf's To the Lighthouse and said, "Gosh, I love literature. I think I'm going to have to become a writer anyway." So,
where'd you go to college?
At Mount Holyoke College in Western Massachusetts.
And so when you graduate from college, how do you decide you're going to support yourself?
Oh, well,
Hello, world.
Yeah, I know. So I went to New York and I took this secretarial course.
Not at the Barbizon School.
Close. It was called Betty Owens Secretarial College or something like that.
You have to wear gingham?
Well, I had to wear
fake eyelashes.
Yeah.
And ruin your fingers learning stenotyping shorthand?
Typing on regular typewriters, you know, on regular typewriters. And so I got to the point where I could type like 99 words a minute on a regular typewriter. So I was able to go out into the world of temporary you know, word processing and make
temporary humanity.
Yeah, exactly.
Our motto is we are all renters here.
Exactly. And have the people, you know, stand there and give you a pile of things to type and you
and barely type. Acknowledge you because you're really not on staff.
But it's fine. They don't acknowledge you because basically I would always have a book in my lap. And when, you know, when they turn their backs, I would like look down. And one time this guy who was I was typing for, he said, "God, what are you reading?" And, you know, I've caught her doing something bad. And I took out the book, and it was, you know, Ulysses by James Joyce. And his face just totally changed. And then he acknowledged me as a person because, gosh, she's reading literature, you know, the wonders of literature. But I actually loved the work. I loved to do the typing and
so you were
paid.
Working as a temp, and then how yes. do you make the transition
yeah.
from being a temp
yeah.
to being a writer?
Yeah. Well,
were you writing as you were being?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's lots of hours in the day. I would write in the morning, then go to the 9 to 5, then after the 9 to 5, come home and write, you know, or go to see a play or something like that. And basically, my first play in New York. I had like $500 saved, which to me was an enormous amount of money. And I hired a couple of actors and a director and rented a space and put on my own production, basically.
So you wrote a play. The first thing you did to yeah. get any kind of notice was to write a play.
Oh, well, that's step one if you want to be a writer. Yeah, you have to write something.
Right, but not a novel.
No.
You went to a play.
Oh, right. We have to go back in time. So go back in time to like 1982, and I've decided to be a writer, and I've written some short stories, and I'm lucky enough to get into a class taught by James Baldwin, who was teaching up in the Pioneer Valley at that time. So when I read my stories, my short stories, I was always very animated. And one day he said, "Have you ever thought of writing for the theater?" And I went, "Wow, no, never." But I went home that day and started writing for the theater because he had suggested it, and I thought it was a cool idea. So that's how I started.
And when you wrote a play,
yes.
Then because you were new, you did it all yourself. You staged it all yourself. You rented the stage.
Yeah,
you rented
it was rough.
Oh, that's
it was rough.
And you did it all for $500?
Well, it was New York. It was 1980, six or something. So things were relatively cheap. And I had friends who were actors who would work for next to nothing. There was a lighting cue in the show, which was when the lights had to go out, you know, I had this extension cord. I was hiding behind a curtain and I would unplug this extension cord. And then when the lights had to come back on, I would plug in the extension cord again. So it was real rough, but it was a show. It was my very own show in New York City, and I was thrilled.
My guest is Susan Laurie Parks, Pulitzer Prize winner. Her book is called Getting Mother's Body. It is now out in paperback, and you can meet her at Tattered Cover Cherry Creek tonight at 7:30. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:38. Time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 75 degrees. An audio engineer testified in today's pretrial hearing in the Kobe Bryant rape case. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Just getting a report of an accident at 40th and Williams. A car and a train have collided. They are inside the rail yards there, but there will be a lot of emergency equipment responding to the scene, as you might suspect. 19th and Lincoln, that is. An injury accident in the clearing stages. Freeway traffic around town, by and large, moving along in good shape. Posted freeway speeds, according to RC.map. Hurry to Albertson's 10 for $10 sale this week with Sanderson Farms family pack drums, thighs, split breasts, whole cut-up fryers. 10 pounds for $10 at Albertson's, helping make your life easier. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
An audio engineer testified today in the pretrial hearing in the rape case against Kobe Bryant. It's believed the defense called him to testify about the poor quality of a recording made by Bryant speaking to detectives about 24 hours after last June's alleged rape. Today is the third and final day of this round of the pretrial hearings. This report brought to you by Quest Choice Business. A 40-year-old Greeley man has been arrested and accused of rape after he allegedly lured a young girl to his home in the promise of babysitting. Investigators say the teen told them she arrived at the home prepared to babysit, but the man showed her pornographic videos, undressed her, and asked if he could perform oral sex on her. She also says that he wouldn't let her leave his home. Jeffco deputies and Golden police are on the lookout for two men who just walked away from a minimum security prison in Golden. 21-year-old Jason Geringer and 21-year-old Aaron Lang walked away from Camp George West just after midnight this morning, a $2,500 reward being offered for information on the men's whereabouts. Quest Choice Business, your business line plus any five features for just $39.99 a month. Over 100,000 small businesses have already signed up for Quest Choice Business, shouldn't you? We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:41.
Find out what happened while you were at work.
Who are you?
Tim McLaughlin.
Tim McLaughlin.
With news updates twice an hour during the Doug Kellett Show. Afternoons exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
KNRC.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project.
Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, sunshine mixed with clouds through this afternoon. We'll see increasing cloudiness, some isolated rain and snow showers after midnight tonight. Overnight temperature down into the 30s. Cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers tomorrow. Much colder, too. High temperatures only in the low to mid-30s. Right now, partly cloudy and 75 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:42. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We're the Style Matters gals, and we love to shop.
But sometimes we don't like to shop for the same things. For example, I'm sick of looking for thigh-high white boots for you.
Well, that's because you have a short attention span. But there are two boutiques where we both love to shop. Posh and the Perfect Petal at 32nd and Lowell in the Highland neighborhood.
These two boutiques are more than just gift shops. They sell almost anything your little heart desires, such as Anthony Shea shaving and skincare lines for men, stylish hats, the accessory for this season, dishware, and decorative home items.
How about unique floral arrangements, the hottest new skincare line called Juice, and a bridal registry, invitations, and gifts? It's all at the Perfect Petal and Posh.
Two incredible boutiques, Posh and the Perfect Petal, at Lowell and 32nd Avenue in the Highland neighborhood. Open Monday through Saturdays, 9 to 8, Sundays, 11 to 5.
We both love to shop there because they give great shopping.
As important to Denver as the Rocky Mountains, if we do say so ourselves. AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
My guest, Susan Laurie Parks, and you are hearing her. This is a CD. She has a new book out, Getting Mother's Body. It's a bestseller. It's now out in paperback. She won a Pulitzer Prize for one of her plays. Top Dog Underdog. And you can meet her tonight at Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek, at 7:30.
Yes.
So when we last left each other,
yes,
you are doing the following. You have won a Pulitzer for a play.
Yes.
You have a best-selling novel out. Mm-hmm. You're doing CDs, and you're writing screenplays, yeah. One of them for Oprah. It's already...
They're shooting it right
shooting
now.
It right now. So it's not just option. This is a definite...
No, this is happening.
This is happening. for distribution when?
But I think they're making... I think it's going to be part of the Oprah Presents series on television. So it's actually a mini-series. You know, it's a screenplay.
So it's for television.
Yeah, and Halle Berry is in it, and it's going to be... I think on ABC. You know, I'm not so hooked into, like, what it's going to do. I just know that the cameras are rolling.
How long ago did you do the screenplay for it?
Oh, I just finished it, like, a month and a half ago.
Oh, and so they're in the middle of shooting it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was maybe something you'd done
sort
of a
this
while
is
back, and it
no,
took
no,
a while
no.
to get it to
no,
get
no,
it
no, no, no.
This actuated.
Is, no, I the funny thing, the kinds of jobs I'm doing now are sort of
you jump on the train that's already moving. You know what I mean? They want to make it, and they call me up to go, okay, we want to make this, but we need you to make it worth making, kind of thing. You know, like the first writer has done an excellent job, but they want me to sort of take the ball, you know, to you know, touchdown. You know, kind of, I can't.
Right.
That's not a good metaphor, but I was thinking sports. I shouldn't think sports. I know. But
You have some other movies in the hopper?
Yeah, one I just finished. I just did a first draft of for Brad Pitt about some folks who do Shakespeare in prison. And then another one I'm going to write this summer about a debating team in 1935, an African-American group of kids who were a really great debating team. And Denzel Washington wants to direct it. So that's going to be another, like, a fast-moving train. Yeah.
And are you working on another novel?
I am. I draw on the windows of the hotels, you know, you get those big windows.
Right.
And I like to draw with my little greasy finger. I like to plan it out, you know. So that's what I've been doing.
Thinking about it.
Sure, because I know the story. It's just like you have to creep up on it.
You know what Alice Waters once said?
No.
She had to move all over the country.
Huh.
When she was contemplating writing What Became the Color Purple.
Oh, Alice Walker, yeah.
I'm sorry, Alice Walker.
Right,
I was thinking,
right.
Alice Waters is Chez Panisse. And she said she could only settle. There were places where she thought about living, but her characters would not come to her in those places. And finally, she found a place, and it was in Northern California, where her characters would visit her.
Right.
Is that a problem for you at all?
Well, I guess because I have a job in Southern California. I live in Southern California, in Venice, and I have a job. I run the dramatic writing program at CalArts, so I have an obligation. I have to be there for my students. So I'm not at the point in my life where I can, you know, pick up and kind of wander.
But wait a minute. Gore Vidal said that teaching has ruined more writers than drink.
Ah, wow.
But that appears not to be
Maybe I'm being ruined.
No,
maybe this is what it's like.
But you don't really have to do that. It sounds like you really want to do that.
I think it's important for those of us who have accomplished something to not give back. That really doesn't that's not really what it is. To extend a hand back to the kids coming up, because I think a lot of the kids, I mean, they're really smart. They've got a lot of opportunities. There's a lot going on in the world. I think they, while they might be a little too cool and, you know, interesting to admit it, I think they really appreciate us, like, extending a hand and going, hey, come on. You know, I found when I talk to younger people in their teens, people in their 20s, that they really appreciate me, you know, giving them encouragement. It really means a lot to people.
What do you, when you're working with young writers?
Yeah.
What are you teaching them? What are you trying to impart to them?
I'm teaching.
Because I was in the break, we were talking, and I said, oh, I'm going to be in the Vagina Monologues on Saturday night, and I'm going to be terrible. And she said, no, breathe, just breathe. And I thought, oh, breathing, that will help.
Yeah. Well, so we work on breathing.
But what are you teaching young writers?
I'm really encouraging them to embrace what comes. You know, a lot of times people have preconceived notions of what writing is and what a writer should be like, and so that automatically excludes a whole bunch of things, you know. So I encourage them to just accept who they are and what they're writing. I don't try to get them to write in a certain way, you know. I just get them to write the way that they are writing. Just get better at it. You know, just be themselves. And if you can be yourself really thoroughly and completely, then you've got a chance. You know, then you're giving yourself a chance. And that's basically what we do. There's a lot of, we have a class called Loving the Living Playwright, which is a workshop class where we workshop the works of the playwrights in the program.
Who are some of the playwrights?
Well,
one of my favorites is Sam Shepard.
Well, oh, you mean the oh no, but I'm talking about the playwrights in the program, meaning the student.
Oh, playwright. The students.
We start love at an early age. We start it before they get famous, or you know, before they get well known. We start giving them love when they're coming up, you know, when they're still students.
Here you are doing something really remarkable. You're in all these different media.
Yeah.
You're singing and you're writing songs and you're writing plays and you're writing screenplays and you're writing novels.
Yeah.
Is there something that is a great surprise to you in all of this? Is there something that was unexpected in all of this? It's from the outside, it looks like a lot of muscles being used at the same time.
Yeah.
A lot of an immense amount of creativity that has a synergy about it. And so from the outside, it just looks like a great outpouring. Inside, is there something unexpected?
It doesn't feel like, you know, it just feels like I'm just kind of muddling, you know, like, oh, yeah, I got it right there.
It looks to me, if I were making an assessment, it looks to me like you're living your life on all cylinders.
Well, I'm just doing, I guess I'm shy now. You made me shy. I don't know what that means, all cylinders, I suppose.
I don't think they have cylinders anymore, but if they did have cylinders, they used to have them.
Yeah, I know.
Just like they used to have elevators that went up to the top floor, but now they, you know.
They don't?
No, because a lot of, no.
Because people jump?
No, they don't go up to, and some people, the elevator does not go up to the top floor.
Oh, with some people?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Yes, it could be said of our present administration, but I won't put you on the spot there.
No, well, you could put, you know, hey, it's wrong to make money off of a war.
Yeah, it's wrong to have a war that's irrelevant.
Yes, but even if you have a war that's irrelevant, it's wrong to make money off of it.
What advice would you leave us with? Those of us who are contemplating writing, those of us, we read stories about how audiences for plays are diminishing what would you say to us?
Well, I think if you want to write plays, you should write plays regardless. You know, don't worry about them being produced. That's not the important thing about writing is not getting produced or not getting published or not appearing in a magazine or not winning a prize. It's actually being courageous enough to put yourself, you know, to, you know, make that leap of faith. That's what you do when you're a writer.
Yes. Susan Laurie Park, thank you so much for joining us. Winner of a Pulitzer Prize, Getting Mother's Body is her new book, now out in paperback. And you can meet her at Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek, tonight at 7:30. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
The talk doesn't stop on AM 1150 on weekends. We are live and local all day Saturday and Sunday. Listen for John Jack Demesterton, Desi Cortez, and Darren Copeland beginning at 8 a.m. Sundays, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC, where you can hear both sides talk.
For choice and flexibility, get Quest Choice, home phone and long distance. More features and 5 cents a minute long distance make Quest the choice for Colorado. 888-273-9221 or quest.com. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Mary, how's that new internet service?
Great. I'm in my second month of free access, and I have to tell you, it's better than I thought. And I love that my calls aren't being transferred to a call center in India.
Well, I've decided to make the switch myself. What's the name again? I remember it sounded like a golf course.
It's ProLinks.
ProLinks, huh? I'm going to declare my independence, too. Are they still offering free internet access for new customers?
Yep, they sure are. They really do offer the same high-quality internet access as the big guys, and you can talk to the owners directly.
Are you sure about their connection speeds?
Absolutely! Just like the big companies. Call them at 303-972-3218, and they'll get you squared away. That number again is 303-972-3218. That number again is 303-972-3218. So give them a call.
DSL cross-connect or installation fees are not included. Not available in all areas.
Be sure to mention this ad to get your first 2 months of high-speed internet access free. Call ProLinks at 303-972-3218.
Next.
I need something for my feet.
Yeah, I caught a whiff.
Fred to the front. We got a guy here with smelly feet. Bring the good stuff. Tobacco Scholl's.
Thanks a lot.
Whoa, you must be the smelly feet guy. Here.
Dr. Scholl's deodorant foot powder?
Oh, yeah, it works immediately and lasts all day.
But what about that gold?
Look, I've been in your shoes. Well, thankfully not your shoes. Dr. Scholl's is better. It has more odor-destroying power than that Gold Bond foot powder.
I'll take it.
He's taking the Dr. Scholl's, folks.
Dr. Scholl's foot powder. Get the odor out now.
Have you always wanted to make a difference? Do you want to touch lives in communities all across the country? You will make a difference in AmeriCorps National Civilian Community Corps. NCCC is a 10-month national service program for 18 to 24-year-olds. NCCC members work on projects from tutoring kids to rebuilding trails to disaster relief. Along with a life-changing experience, members receive room and board, money for college, and the chance to travel. For information, call 1-800-942-2677 or visit AmeriCorps.org/NCCC.
Be sure to start your day the right way.
It's a busy world, and none of us has a lot of time, especially me. That's why I tune to the station, because in a heartbeat, they're going to give me all the headlines that's going on around the country, around the globe.
The station you can depend on.
And right here locally. Let me know what's going on, and I like to keep on top of everything that's going on. And there's only one place for me to find that, and that's right here. That's why we use this station.
Denver's locally owned news and talk station, AM 1150 KNRC. He's president of the National Organization for Men.
This is getting scary.
He's the local chapter head of PETA, People Who Eat Tasty Animals.
Knucklehead.
He's bucking for president of Halliburton.
I'm here to make sure you don't say anything controversial.
Doug Kellett, afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
That's strange goings on.
Talk to Bill O'Reilly.
Well, let's talk about Guantanamo Bay. The New York Times asserts that some of these people captured on the battlefield were, quote, in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like they took a wrong turn somewhere in Uzbekistan, all right, and then went across gravel roads for 400 miles until they showed up with guns in a combat zone.
Bill O'Reilly, weekday mornings from 10 till noon on AM 1150 KNRC. Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:57 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours for just a few more minutes, and then Doug Kellett takes over. If you're just tuning in, you've missed a lot, but let me tell you that you can sort of catch up with some of our guests. We're joined by two really fabulous guests today, Ridley Pearson, who is the best-selling author of the popular Lou Bolt detective series. His new thriller is called The Body of David Hayes. He is going to be at Tattered Cover Lodo tonight. If you are deciding which Tattered Cover to go to, you're going to have your hands full because they're both fabulous. Tattered Cover Lodo at 7:30, and also Susan Laurie Parks, who won a Pulitzer Prize for one of her plays, and her new book is Getting Mother's Body, and it starts out beautifully. I mean, the first line is just terrific, and it brings you right into it brings you just right in. And also, she won a 2001 MacArthur Genius Grant, which we really didn't talk about, but that is a very big deal. She is going to be at Tattered Cover Cherry Creek at 7:30 tonight. So just to let you know, you'll have a wonderful evening if you go to one or both of them. I don't know how you're going to do that. You're going to have to zoom around from one end of town to the other. Tomorrow, we are going to be joined by Peter B. Collins. If you're a San Francisco radio listener, you know who Peter B. is. And Peter B. was also on IE America, so he was nationally syndicated. And Tom Rosensteel, who is very well known in journalistic circles, and together they're part of a movement where we're really looking into how to get reliable information, the state of the news these days, and how we can get reliable information. So that's tomorrow. Friday, we're going to be joined by critically acclaimed singer-songwriter Marshall Chapman, whose work has been recorded by Emmylou Harris, Jimmy Buffett, Joe Cocker, Tanya Tucker, Winona, lots of others. She's going to be in studio with her guitar. And so I think we've got lots of great things cooking. Remember, tomorrow night is Evil Companions at the Oxford Hotel. I'll be there. And Vagina Monologues on Saturday night, and I'm going to remember to breathe. Thank you, Joe Anderson, for doing a fabulous job. Thank you, Jordan Lyles, for doing a fabulous job. Thanks to all of you for calling, for listening, for participating, for telling your friends about us. Let's do it again tomorrow, noon to 3, right here on AM 1150 KNRC. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. Get involved politically. Clean up some mess. And stay tuned for Doug Kellett up next on AM 1150. I'm Enid.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Siegenthaler. Another night of fighting between U.S. Marines and Iraqi militants in Fallujah. From the air, an AC-130 gunship has been firing on insurgent positions. A military spokesman says U.S. forces dropped 10 laser-guided bombs this afternoon, targeting three buildings from which insurgents were firing. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was on Capitol Hill today, briefing senators on the situation in Iraq. After the meeting, Rumsfeld was asked what was going on in Fallujah.
What's going on is some terrorists and regime remnants have been attacking our forces, and our forces have been going in and killing them.
In other news, a police officer has been telling an Oklahoma jury about the bloody scene moments after a bomb destroyed the Oklahoma City Federal Building. He's testifying in the Terry Nichols trial. U.S. stocks sank today amid concerns about rising interest rates and heightened tensions in Iraq. The Dow lost 135 points. The NASDAQ dropped 43. I'll see you later on CNBC. I'm John Siegenthaler, NBC News Radio.
Hey, honey.
Yeah?
Today's Mother's Day, you know, and I wanted to do something special for you, so
Here you go, a little gift from me to you.
Oh, wow. Did you wrap this yourself?
Did I? Of course I did. Go ahead, open it up. Well,